Now's the time to get a great deal on proven Kubota farming equipment. Tractors that are adaptable, versatile, and rated number one in durability and owner experience. Hay tools that are backed by a two-year warranty. And durable Sidekick utility vehicles and SSV skid steers. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months now through March 31st. Visit KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, bounce houses. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors, 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd. Go to www.reddingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Redding, Zombie Arms and Ammunition, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and a very happy new year. I hope that you'll join us on our ride through 2023 because we got lots of stuff to share with you. We've got some great podcasts lined up, plus we'll be joining you on weekends for our weekend program. Our number, 877-726-8255. You can come directly into the doctor's office and pose a question or share a comment as long as it's related to our subject, which is intelligent medicine, the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies. We're going to shake off the cobwebs because we've been off for the holidays for a little bit, but a lot of news has accumulated since then. In particular, the Damar Hamlin story, which we're going to cover in depth for you momentarily. Also, the advent of new weight loss drugs and a pioneering Alzheimer's drug. Well, what's the real deal on those? It's kind of interesting because baby boomers, we often speculated, would there ever be in our lifetimes a cure for baldness contact with an alien civilization? Well, so far, no dice, but it appears that we're on the threshold of coming up with more effective therapies for obesity and potentially for Alzheimer's disease, although there's some asterisks there. Because, well, some of the drug side effects are pretty dire. 877-726-8255. All right, I guess you all have been following intently the story of Damar Hamlin, the Buffalo safety who collided with a guy he was going to tackle. But the onrushing Cincinnati Bengals guy hit him full on in the chest, and he got up, and then he fell back lifelessly. And at first it was thought, well, you know, he got knocked out, okay? But no, it wasn't just a fainting episode. It was cardiac arrest. And so, you know, let's take a look at that situation, because cardiac arrest is something that is far more likely to occur to someone in the stands. And it usually occurs in people who have risk factors, not healthy 24-year-old athletes. Older individuals develop cardiac arrhythmias. By the way, different than a heart attack, because a heart attack is a problem with circulation. The blood doesn't get to the heart. But cardiac arrest occurs when there's an arrhythmia, and the heart is sort of just tremulous instead of beating with steady rhythms to pump blood. And very quickly, the result is ischemia, Ischemia means there's not enough blood that gets to the brain, and you pass out. And then your brain cells die. They're among the first cells to die, but then your other organs die, and you're dead. In effect, this is sudden death. We're going to take a look at this from the standpoint of, is this related to the vaccine? As a lot of people have claimed, they've sort of appropriated this tragedy to support their view that the vaccine is harmful. We're going to take an objective look at that because there is some concern that vaccination among young men poses a high risk of myocarditis, which is inflammation of the heart. And there's actually some very interesting literature here in the science, realm that suggests that a history of myocarditis makes you more likely to experience a cardiac arrhythmia or even an episode of sudden death on the playing field. But first, let's take a look at what's happening to DeMar, because fortunately, the latest dispatches from the medical folks at the hospital in Cincinnati are that he is waking up, he is extubated, he's no longer on supportive oxygen, or maybe he's getting oxygen through a nasal cannula or through, just through a mouthpiece. He's communicating, he's talking to his team. The first thing he said on waking up was, "Who won?" which suggests a lot of cognitive reserve, which is great. And he's passing his neurological tests, and they say that his prognosis for full recovery is good. But what do you do when someone has cardiac arrest? What are some of the elements that go into survival when you have cardiac arrest? And the first is prompt CPR, because you have to restore circulation, even if it's artificial circulation. You pump the chest, and that forces blood to the brain and to the extremities. And the first thing you have to do is recognize that this is cardiac arrest. You have to check the person and see if they have a pulse. And usually, you know, I've been in situations like this. There's kind of a mad scramble, like, did the person faint? Do they have a pulse? And then everybody's so excited that it takes a while to figure out that the person doesn't have a pulse. You know, you check the wrist, you check the neck arteries, and it may take a few crucial seconds to figure out that this is actually cardiac arrest. And it's such an unusual circumstance on the playing field that this is not a routine drill. So it's commendable that the medical folks on the sidelines rushed out and were able to ascertain that this guy needed CPR. Now, the other thing you need when you have a cardiac arrest out of hospital is you need an AED, an automated defibrillator, because you can shock the heart into normal rhythm. And it's not clear how long it took before they were able to restore rhythm to DeMar's heart. They say they did it on the field shortly before he was piled into an ambulance, but that means that there were critical minutes when he was just getting CPR, just chest compressions, pushing blood hopefully into his brain. And then he had a second cardiac arrest, which is not uncommon because it's hard to stabilize the heart rhythm with an external shock, and he required more resuscitation. And so what are the things that are crucial for survival? What do they do in hospital? Well, one of the things that happens when you have a cardiac arrest is your brain swells, and that can be very, very dangerous because it can damage the brain. The pressure from the skull, which doesn't permit the brain to exit or go anywhere, can damage crucial structures within the brain. So one of the first things they do is administer steroids intravenously. And that's surely something that they did with DeMar. And I'd like to get a complete rundown of some of the measures that they took with him, because there are a variety of things that have been proposed to enhance survival. And maybe they pulled out some of the stops with him. They certainly went full court press with him because, you know, it's not an end-of-life situation, as sometimes it is. You know, the heart stops, and a person with an underlying serious disease like cancer It's an act of futility to resuscitate them because they may have a very limited life expectancy. Not the case with Damar. So one of the things that, I did a little deep dive on this subject, and one of the things that happens is there are two ways that you get damage. One is ischemia, which means lack of blood circulation, lack of oxygen. But even worse is the damage that occurs when oxygen is restored. That's called reperfusion injury. And reperfusion injury occurs when blood with oxygen, and sometimes externally administered oxygen, rushes back into the damaged tissue. And the metabolites that accumulate when there's a stroke or cardiac arrest, when circulation is restored, there's a lot of damage that occurs. And it's free radical damage. It's oxidative stress because the oxygen that's carried by the blood can damage the cells. And that's one of the real dilemmas in medicine is how do you prevent reperfusion in this injury? We'll talk about that in just a moment because there's some very interesting ways to prevent that, including the use of antioxidant vitamins, even cannabidiol. Yeah, according to research. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. March is National Sleep Awareness Month. Adequate sleep is a cornerstone of better long-term health. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences. Their natural wellness line, CBD Calm and CBD Sleep, combines well-studied ingredients offering non-habit-forming options and natural sleep and relaxation support. CBD Calm helps ease tension, soothes irritability, and contributes to a greater sense of contentment through a blend of Plus CBD's award-winning full-spectrum CBD plus L-theanine and 5-HTP. CBD Sleep aids occasional sleeplessness with CBD plus melatonin, as well as soothing magnolia bark extract and relaxing lemon balm so you can get the rest you need and wake up alert and focused. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. You've heard me talk about my preferred fish oil brand, Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including an innovative high-performance vegan omega option. But Vital Nutrients innovations don't end there. They've also developed BCQ, a powerful herbal and proteolytic formula that supports a healthy inflammatory response. The nutrients in this distinctive formula also support gastrointestinal function and help maintain healthy connective tissue. BCQ combines boswellia and curcumin with quercetin, a potent flavonoid, and bromelain, a proteolytic enzyme for a healthy inflammatory response in joints, sinus, and the digestive tract. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co. Vital Nutrients has been known for nearly 30 years for their clean and innovative formulations, utilizing peer-reviewed research, bioavailable and bioactive ingredients in therapeutic doses. I take them and use them in my practice. Just go to vitalnutrients.co and check them out.
Betsy has a scratch.
Who has a what?
Betsy, my car. She has a big old scratch on her side. Honey, I've had her since college.
I know, honey. Take her to Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. It's going to be okay. Remember, that's where you told me to take my car because they do minor and major auto body repair and full paint jobs. And it looks like she could use one.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair.
You know they do free estimates. Call 530-226-0992. Write it down.
Got it. 530-226-0992.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Never frozen, Simply Orange goes perfectly with breakfast at Burger King and is rich in vitamin C. And now through March 31st on the BK app, Royal Perks members get a free single core sandwich with any Simply Orange juice purchase. Use code BREAKFAST to redeem. Get a jump on spring with breakfast at Burger King, because you rule. At participating U.S. Burger King restaurants, Royal Perks account required. Restrictions apply. See offer terms for details. Not valid on delivery orders. Sponsored by Coca-Cola.
This message comes to you from our sponsor, Subaru, and their first SUV of its kind, the all-new, all-electric 2023 Solterra, built to help protect the environment so it can be explored. It's the first electric vehicle to feature the legendary standard capability of symmetrical all-wheel drive to take you to places traditional electric vehicles can't reach. Love is now electric. Learn more at Subaru.com/Solterra.
This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number, as we continue to discuss the Damar Hamlin remarkable recovery. We wish him well. We're going to talk a little bit about what some of the possible sequelae are to an episode like this, because there's a lot of shades of gray between dying and complete and perfect recovery. But what do you do when this happens? What are some of the things that are done in hospital to preserve brain function during the critical time that someone is recovering from cardiac arrest? Well, among the things that are done, yeah, steroids for sure. Yeah, intubate the patient, sedate the patient, because actually some studies have shown that anesthetics kind of calm the brain so that recovery and healing can happen. Also, even therapeutic hypothermia has been shown to be helpful, cooling the body, putting it into a little bit of a metabolic deep freeze so that things slow down. Inhaled nitric oxide. The nitric oxide connection promotes circulation. Also, inhaled hydrogen-rich mixes, because hydrogen is a potent antioxidant. What about supplemental antioxidants? There's a very interesting review here suggests that scientists are investigating the role that vitamin C plays in ischemia reperfusion injury. In a growing number of clinical and preclinical studies, the overwhelming oxidative stress that occurs during the ischemia reperfusion injury process can rapidly deplete the body's vitamin C stores because of tremendous cellular consumption. The body goes into overdrive, needing more antioxidants. Levels of vitamin C in the plasma are dramatically reduced, not just following cardiac arrest, but also many patients with other critical illnesses. So they even mention melatonin, a natural sedative. It's a potent antioxidant. And in studies, it's been shown to prevent slowed vascular decompensation and the energetic breakdown related to inflammation and ischemia reperfusion injury. There's reference to cannabinoids. Yeah, because they may have anti-inflammatory effects. And so What about the theory that this has something to do with the vaccine? You know, a lot of people have been piling on and saying that the vaccine caused this. Because, look, there have been deaths in especially young men that occur soon after the vaccine. And there's a lot of reported cases of myocarditis. Usually it's mild, usually it's transient, but it can result in damage to the heart and scarring. COVID, too, can cause this, by the way. So a lot, you know, vast majority of us have experienced COVID. Some young men have experienced COVID. In some studies, using exquisitely sensitive MRI techniques, looking at the heart, not just with a regular scan or an EKG, but very, very subtle traces of myocardial inflammation injury, myocarditis, have been seen on these MRIs. And I have here a case report of two individuals who died in contact sports. The sports in question were rugby, from the European Heart Journal, 2021. Sudden cardiac death risk in contact sports increased by myocarditis. And the thought is, according to these folks, they say we need to really screen amateur and professional athletes. Not just with an EKG. An EKG will, you know, show profound damage, but you need a cardiac MRI to reveal the damage. And then certain precautions should be undertaken to make sure that these arrhythmia-prone individuals are safe. And here's another one. Is sickle cell anemia occurs in a small percentage, especially of African Americans, but a fairly high percentage, significant single-digit percentage of African-Americans carry one gene for sickle cell. And that one gene can predispose to even sudden death on the playing field, but coupled with an injury, maybe, just maybe, this could be a precipitating factor. So we really need to do a deep dive. They say that there's no evidence that DeMar Hamlin suffered from myocarditis, but maybe, just maybe, they didn't do a careful enough testing with a cardiac MRI to see if that damage had occurred. In the aftermath of cardiac sudden death, it might be hard to ascertain if previously he had a clean bill when it comes to cardiac health. So a little tip of the hat to the conspiracy theorists. That is a plausible scenario. 877-726-8255, our number.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right, get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Fix the problem, not the blame. With threats of persecution of political figures, how should you react? Is this a political sideshow? It just demonstrates that we're an unserious nation. Should Trump own up to his mistakes? Should we ignore the Manhattan investigation? Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right, get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
You are listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding. We will resume normal programming shortly.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255. And that number avails you the opportunity to record a question, even if you can't call while we're live on the air. So let's hear one of those recorded calls that we got over the holidays.
Hi, this is Roz from Brooklyn. I have pains in my gum. My dentist said it's from sinuses. What do I do or what do I take to stop it? Because it goes from my gum and like into my cheek a little.
Okay, yeah, that's really an interesting scenario because the similar thing happened to me. Oh, it must have been about 25 years ago. It was around holiday time, and I started to experience pain in my upper gums, and I have a friend who's a dentist, and I called him up and I said, I think I need to see you. Let me tell you what's going on. And he said, Why don't you just press on the side of your nose, on the same side where you're experiencing this gum pain that you describe? And he asked, is it tender? And I said, yeah, it is. And he said, that's not a tooth problem. That's a sinus problem. And I informed him that, indeed, I did have a cold and that it was slowly resolving. And I had a lot of gunk in my nasal passages. And he said, you have sinusitis. And that's how the pain radiates sometimes to what feels like your upper gums. Not going to be your lower gums. That's not going to be sinusitis. But your upper gums are a place where you might experience discomfort. So what can you do? Well, probably the best recourse is to see an ENT, an ear, nose, and throat doctor, because these are the doctors who deal with sinusitis. Now, unfortunately, their repertoire is limited to antibiotics, steroids, and decongestants. And just to relieve the problem, they might give you those. But for people who have chronic sinusitis, that is often a losing proposition because, you know, you just keep taking more and more. The bugs become resistant to the antibiotics. Sometimes you develop a fungal infection in your nasal passage and it becomes chronic. Sometimes they want to operate because they say you have a deviated septum. But in my experience, you know, better ways to go, look at your diet, because your diet could be causing you to have nasal congestion. You know, you could be allergic to a food, you know, particularly dairy, but other foods could cause chronic nasal congestion. You could use Clear, X-L-E-A-R, nasal spray regularly. That'll clear up your sinuses. For pain, you could use proteolytic enzymes like bromelain, these can be helpful. One of the products that I like to use for sinusitis in my patients is Wobenzyme, which is a combination of bromelain and proteolytic enzymes that kind of gets to the sinuses and reduces swelling, shrinks the membranes, takes the pressure down. That can be helpful over time. These are some of the strategies to deal with the discomfort. But the good news is you don't need a tooth pulled. You don't need a root canal. It's going to go away. 877-726-8255, our number. You know, in the Mar Hamlin story, you know, we talk a little bit about the aftermath of events like his, because, in effect, he died. It was an episode of sudden death. And the recovery from that is sometimes rocky and challenging. So we'll talk a little bit about what obstacles he might encounter on his road to recovery. But here's an item that suggests that omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA, have a beneficial effect on ischemia reperfusion injury. So the research done in animals, they used Wistar rats, and then they experimentally induced these types of injuries, and they found that rats that had been preconditioned with fish oil had a better recovery. This has actually been demonstrated in patients who are on heart-lung machines, because one of the issues is, you know, they take you offline, in effect, during cardiac surgery, and then they start the circulation again, and there's a risk of reperfusion injury. And so, you know, in some studies, it's been suggested that if you are, you know, you can't do this, I mean, it's the aftermath. You know, in the hospital, they don't give you fish oil. That's not going to cut it. But to have your tissues saturated with omega-3s prior to episodes like that increases your chance of survival. And apropos of that, as a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that supports your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. Well, my preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including soft gels, liquid, and enteric-coated options in a variety of potencies. Vital Nutrients even offers a high-performance and nutrient-dense vegan omega supplement option for our vegetarian friends. Vital Nutrients' line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions are held to the most rigorous quality standards in the industry, which ensures maximum freshness, purity, and potency. I use Vital nutrients products myself, and I recommend them to my patients. For more information and to order, call 888-328-9992. That's 888-328-9992, or go to vitalnutrients.co. That's not .com, vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of Ultra Pure Omega-3 Solutions. Okay, so let's look at an interesting article entitled Consequences of Survival After Cardiac Arrest. We're cheered by the very, very exciting recovery of Damar after his devastating episode on the field, where literally, you know, he could have died right on the spot. And I was just terrified at that prospect. That would have been one of the first recorded fatalities in professional football. Just a terrible, terrible thing for him and his family and his team and for the sport of football. So we're cheered by his recovery, but there's some obstacles to overcome. First, let's note that most people who experience cardiac arrest do not survive, and especially if it occurs out of hospital. When it occurs in the hospital, you got a team of experts who could rush with the, you know, latest equipment and procedures and resuscitate you. But outside the hospital, it depends on quick response, CPR, and the presence of an automatic defibrillator. That could make the crucial difference, and then rapid, rapid dispatch to a hospital. And often ambulances don't arrive on time, and people die. But among the people who do survive, there's a risk of neurologic dysfunction, brain injury, disorders of consciousness, neurocognitive deficits, changes in quality of life, as well as physical and psychological well-being. The issue is that parts of the brain can die or be damaged. Just listen to a stroke. And so you can have impairment in speech, memory loss, movement problems, like inability to move one side of your body. And also you can have more subtle cognitive impairments, including difficulties with attention, concentration, or visual motor skills. So what is a concern is whether Damar will be able to return to football. You know, I think when he goes out on the field, if that ever happens, there's going to be just tremendous excitement that he experienced such a complete survival. And the odds are with him as a young man and with a lot of neuroplasticity in his brain because of his youth. There's a possibility of retraining the brain through a slow process of rehabilitation, just like stroke rehabilitation. You know, people have had strokes, they can recover function, but it, you know, they need speech therapy, they need occupational therapy, they need physical therapy to, in effect, rewire their brains and bypass parts of the brain that have been damaged. There's also the issue of the psychological outcomes of cardiac arrest survival, because they say many people struggle with negative emotional repercussions during their recovery and long afterwards. So it's discouraging to, you know, as a young athlete, to feel that you're limited, that you can't get out there and just put on your uniform and, you know, go join the team for the playoffs. That is not a likely scenario. It may take a while. And that can take a psychological toll. But there's also studies that reveal that 40 to 50% of survivors report symptoms of depression. More than a quarter experience PTSD, because guess what? You just died. Is there a more PTSD-inducing experience than a near-death experience? 61% experience anxiety, understandably. But here's an interesting paradox. The researchers say that a smaller but important subset of cardiac arrest survivors emerge from the experience with increased psychological resilience, i.e., what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, and they view it as a positive event in their lives. And sometimes they have a spiritual experience. You talk to these people who've had what are called NDEs, near-death experiences, and they have sometimes spiritual experiences. They see, they approach the white light. They sometimes see family members. They recall in a rush the events of their lives, and it's a profound psychological experience, like a religious trip of sorts. And so hopefully that'll be the perspective that is gained by DeMar after his catastrophic injury. And we hope for a full physical and mental recovery. But there may be some challenges along the way that will take time to ascertain if he can surmount. 877-726-8255, our number. We'd like you to join us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics do just that. Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics online as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers nationwide today.
If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flava Naturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com. You've heard me talk about vital nutrients. They've developed BCQ, a powerful herbal and proteolytic formula that supports a healthy inflammatory response. The nutrients in this distinctive formula also support gastrointestinal function and help maintain healthy connective tissue. BCQ combines Boswellia and curcumin with quercetin, a potent flavonoid, and bromelain, a proteolytic enzyme for a healthy inflammatory response in joints, sinus, and the digestive tract. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. 1 out of 5 falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older or persons with disabilities communities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact the SA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Your program director from my LA radio days would remind the on-air talent that our job every time we opened the microphone was to elicit a positive emotional response. Something that would encourage or uplift our audience in a way that would cause him or her to be thankful for being there at that moment in time. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. Now, radio is an emotional medium, and this idea caught on and grew the station's popularity to unprecedented audience numbers. This idea impacted me so that I started applying it to other areas of my life with my family and business encounters. It was almost immediate and changed my perspective. Imagine what would happen if we approached all our encounters with the objective of eliciting a positive emotional response, especially today when contention is getting more attention than it deserves. I found this concept to have universal appeal and application. Try it and see for yourself.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 2023 has ushered in some breakthrough new obesity drugs. We'll cover those next hour. But it has also ushered in the prospect of a treatment for Alzheimer's disease, basically an incurable condition for which you could do nothing. So let's take a look at what's on tap in Alzheimer's prevention. This just in, literally today, Eisai, a Japanese company, and Biogen get U.S. FDA approval for Alzheimer's drug, and they're now applying for full approval. The drug in question is called lecanemab. Lecanemab, and it comes in the wake of a drug that was highly controversial, Aduhelm, which achieved approval last year, but actually against a considerable number of panelists on the approval committee, because what they said is that the results are kind of weak in terms of prevention of Alzheimer's disease, and the drug had a lot of side effects. These drugs are drugs that are designed to clear amyloid from the brain. And it appears that amyloid gets deposited in the brain of people with Alzheimer's disease, but is it the cause of Alzheimer's or is it a consequence of Alzheimer's? It's not clear. So it's kind of like, you know, if you call the fire department and you put out the fire, does that mean that the structure will not be damaged? Or is it possible that in the act of putting out the fire, you know, with all that water, you might create more additional damage? So Aduhelm also comes with a very hefty price tag, and so there was a lot of controversy about Aduhelm, which is the first amyloid-busting drug for Alzheimer's. Lecanemab will probably be approved. And I think there's just a lot of pressure from the Alzheimer's community. There's just so many people with Alzheimer's, the doctors and the researchers and the patient advocates, the patients themselves, are just crying out for something to be available to slow the progression of Alzheimer's disease. In the clinical trials, it slowed cognitive decline by 27%. Now, that doesn't sound like a lot. What do you think about the fact that ultimately everybody progressed to Alzheimer's, right? But it slowed it. Okay. That's good, but it's not a cure. But also 14% of the patients had brain swelling, and also there was a high incidence of brain bleeds, which means that, you know, a lot of people with Alzheimer's, they're on blood thinners because they have things like atrial fibrillation or the history of blood clots or strokes. And so you can't take this new medication when you're on a blood thinner. So that limits it. Another thing that limits it is to qualify. First of all, you have to be in the early phases of Alzheimer's, so it's hard to diagnose that. You know, we're just in the very early phases, maybe some mild memory problems. And you also need special scans, which have to be performed, to detect the presence of amyloid in the brain. So not everybody who has some memory problems or cognitive decline, it's not like, you know, like a vitamin, you know, you say, well, I think I have some memory problems, so I'll go to the health food store and I'll take like some kind of cognitive enhancer. No, this is a very potentially dangerous drug, hard to get qualified for, plus the drug would launch with an annual price tag of $26,500, and it's unclear whether it's going to be approved by Medicare, because there are now, they say that the number of U.S. patients eligible for the drug would reach around 100,000 within 3 years. Do the math on that. The burden on Medicare, which is going to founder within a decade or two, would just sink under the vast expenses of providing treatment and drugs to an aging population. It's unclear whether this is going to be approved, although there's going to be a lot of pressure for it to be approved. So, you know, is this a panacea? That is unclear. Another thing that was underway, a intranasal COVID-19 vaccine. There's actually over 20 different intranasal COVID-19 vaccines that are on the drawing boards, including one in China that has actually been authorized, but they're having a lot of trouble controlling COVID over there. The idea is that if you can prevent COVID at the site of entry to the body. See, right now, you can't prevent yourself from getting COVID with the vaccine, but it will sort of reduce the burden of it. But block it at the nose, maybe that's the solution. Theoretically, that makes sense. But unfortunately, in a clinical trial, a team at Oxford University demonstrated that the U.S. version of an intranasal COVID-19 vaccine failed to induce mucosal immunity and really didn't do the job. I mean, in principle, it makes sense. Put it up your nose and then you won't get COVID. But the vaccine failed to induce strong mucosal antibody responses. People ended up getting COVID anyway. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com, DearHoffmanStore.com.
If you're the kind of person that likes to drive a lot, and your car is a little older and out of the normal warranty, keep listening. What's going on underneath the hood of your car? If your car is out of warranty, you're at risk of expensive repair bills. Now, for a couple of dollars a day, you can get an extended protection plan for your car. You love your car,
So why not give it a little extra care and make sure if something goes wrong, your bank account is safe. Literally, for a couple of dollars a day, you can give yourself peace of mind that you've purchased a top-tier vehicle repair coverage plan. Call the Auto Protection Network right now and ask how you could save an additional $500 on your policy.
800-876-7047. 800-876-7047. 800-876-7047. That's 800-876.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Tens of thousands took to the streets of Israel's key cities after Prime Minister Netanyahu fired his defense minister over the planned overhaul of Israel's judiciary.
The move signals the prime minister will move ahead this week with plans to overhaul Israel's judiciary, which has sparked widespread opposition. Tens of thousands of protesters have taken to the streets, military and business leaders have spoken out against it, and leading allies of Israel have voiced concerns. Yoav Gallant, a former army general, is a senior member of Netanyahu's ruling Likud party. On Saturday, he called for a pause in the controversial legislation until after next month's Independence Day holidays, citing the rift threat to Israel's national security. Netanyahu's government is pushing ahead for a parliamentary vote this week on a centerpiece of the overhaul, a law that would give the governing coalition the final say over all judicial appointments. Outgoing Defense Minister Gallant was the first to break ranks by calling for the legislation to be frozen. I'm Sarah Naffa.
Help is beginning to pour into one of the poorest regions of the U.S. after a deadly tornado tore a path of destruction in Mississippi, even as furious new storms struck Georgia. At least 25 are dead, dozens of others injured, as the massive storm ripped through several towns on an hour-long path Friday night. In the town of Rolling Fork, Governor Tate Reeves says the situation brought the community a very difficult situation.
On the one hand, it has been heartbreaking to see the loss and devastation of these communities. But on the other hand, has been inspiring and gives me great reason for optimism.
Reeves thanked President Biden for quickly signing a disaster declaration.
The resources that the people here in Rolling Fork and throughout Mississippi need, the help is on the way.
North Korea fired two short-range ballistic missiles into the sea Sunday as the United States moves an aircraft carrier into neighboring waters for exercises with South Korea. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Finland is condemning an assault on a Jewish lawmaker as he campaigned ahead of the country's April 2nd general election.
Veteran conservative politician Ben Zyskowicz says a large man confronted him at a metro station in Helsinki and says the man started yelling, blaming the 68-year-old lawmaker for Finland's decision to join NATO. He also hit Zyskowicz in the face and threatened to kill him. Police did apprehend a suspect a few hours later. Finnish President Sauli Niinistö calls the assault a cowardly act. Jason Walker reporting.
German media reporting Lufthansa's operations have been disrupted at Frankfurt Airport today because of technical problems. One spokeswoman said a check-in system on the airline's website and at the counter, as well as boarding, affected some of the flights at Germany's biggest airport. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. California Congressman Ken Calvert, chair of the House Subcommittee on Defense, recently returned from a trip to the Pacific where he assessed U.S. naval operations.
We're weak in the Pacific and need to get to work. We have a lot of things we need to do. Happily, we have allies. Japan is doubling their defense spending. Taiwan is obviously very concerned. We're trying to arm them up, get the deterrence in there they need as quickly as possible. And, of course, we still have problems in South Korea because of what's going on in the North, these continuing tests that Kim Jong-un is carrying out.
Speaking on the Salem Radio Network this past week, Calvert said his concern is remedying the huge naval gap between the U.S. and China. More than two-thirds of Americans surveyed disapprove of President Biden's stewardship of the national economy. A new AP NORC poll puts the president's overall job approval at just 38%, most Republicans giving Mr. Biden low marks on the economy. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Looking for a restaurant that offers quality and value? Look no further than Dry Creek Station on Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. Family owned and operated, Dry Creek Station has been serving up delicious steaks, seafood, chicken, soups, and salads since 1992. Don't miss their house-made clam chowder and live music Friday and Saturday nights. And be sure to ask about their fantastic weekend specials. And the menu doesn't stop there. Come check out Dry Creek Station's new lunch menu, including their fabulous burger menu. Also grilled chicken breast, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon fillet, and their popular lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawn. They also offer kids' meals. Join us at the Dry Creek Station for lunch from noon to 4 or dinner from 5 to 9. Open Tuesday through Sunday with happy hour from 3 to 5. Come on down to the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East of Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
And I really appreciate you tuning in today. We have an excellent program. It is packed. We have some exciting information and big news to share with you. So let's jump right in and visit with our friend and special guest, Mr. Ben Socek. He's the owner and operator of an amazing company called Home Downsizing Solutions. And Ben, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thank you for having me here today, Steve. And, yes, it's a little exciting day, hopefully, that information to provide to the listeners. And, again, as always, just want to be here to provide value to your listeners. So hopefully we can do that for them today.
All right. And this is an exciting day. We'll get to that in a minute. How's that for a teaser for all the listeners? You need to stay tuned because we do have some big information coming. But Ben, let's just start off today by reminding the audience of Home Downsizing Solutions and the services that you offer.
Absolutely, Steve. Well, the core offer, I guess you might say, is that we purchase houses directly from home sellers or homeowners, and kind of like saying that we specialize in helping seniors and their family members transition to either downsizing or senior care or senior living by buying their house direct from them. So in general, we try and do everything that we can to make the sale of a house and transition to senior living as easy and stress-free, hassle-free as we possibly can make that transition.
And I can absolutely wholeheartedly tell every single listener listening to this program, and then after it's broadcast, of course, it's turned into a podcast, every single podcast listener as well, that is exactly what Ben offers through Home Downsizing Solutions, because I have talked to some of his clients, and all of them just rant and rave about how wonderful Ben was to work with, how easy of a transaction that was. And that's, anytime you sell your house, that can be a little bit rough, but you make this really simple.
That's certainly our goal, and work very hard in order to offer that. I know that whenever a person is selling a house, in general, it can be a very challenging, stressful time. But especially in a situation where an older person I never like to use the word senior because I've been told that people don't like to be called that.
Okay.
And I'm approaching that myself,
yeah.
Technically.
Yeah.
I get those AARP papers all the time.
Isn't that ridiculous?
And have been for 10 years.
Yeah.
But so I don't like using that word, but for people that have owned a house for a long time, and especially if they're adult children that are trying to help a family member, a parent or loved one, get into senior living, the last thing that they need to worry about or want to worry about is selling a house, especially if it needs work and updating.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of our specialty, is we work with houses typically that need work, repairs, or updating, so that a family doesn't have to call contractors and get those improvements done, so that it just makes for a very easy process to sell a house and take care of transitioning to senior living or downsizing.
Well, and that just makes a lot of sense. A lot of people are going to have their house, and they're going to put it on the market in a retail fashion, and they're going to have to get out of the house when the agents come in and all that. But frankly, there are so many people. So the sell your house as is for cash isn't a one-size-fits-all, and you always say that. This doesn't fit for everyone, but for a lot of folks, you've lived there for decades and decades. You have a lot of stuff in the house. It hasn't been updated. You still have got some of that green shag carpeting in there, right, and the outdated light fixtures. It may need a roof. It may have some repair, some foundation repair, et cetera, et cetera. If you don't want to deal with all that, you just want to walk out of the house and move on to your next chapter, whether that's if you're receiving care at a care community, or maybe you're just simply downsizing, that's how you can help people.
That's absolutely correct. And just as I've heard the term that 80 to 90% of homeowners want to remain in their house as long as possible, which I think I'd want to, too, unless it's a situation where you need or want other social engagement, which I've seen cases of as well. But I've also heard the term that 80 to 90% of home sellers would prefer to just sell a house directly to a buyer.
Yeah.
Which is understandable, because in a traditional selling situation, you're correct. You have to get a house into show-ready condition, typically. You have to be prepared to have that house in show-ready condition at any given time. You have to be prepared for showings. So strangers, who knows who, walking through your house at any given, well, not any given moment, but on short notice sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you have to deal with the challenges if you find a buyer. So you have the whole house inspection, and you have the appraisal from the lender. And their job is to find or make sure there are no deficiencies. And if there are deficiencies, then you have a situation where you're renegotiating the agreement that you thought you had with the buyer.
Mm-hmm.
So because of all those issues, it's understandable that most people would prefer to sell a house direct to the buyer, especially a cash buyer that doesn't have any contingencies. And so that's what we try and accomplish. That's the service that we attempt to provide.
All right, and that is excellent, and again, for our listening audience, this is not one of these wholesalers out there that is trying to get your house under contract, and all they're doing is they're trying to flip it, and they're trying to sell it to someone else and then just pocket the difference, right? Ben Socek and Home Downsizing Solutions, they are an actual home buyer. They have their own capital to buy your house. They're this no funny business, Ben.
That's correct. We are the end buyer. We don't turn around. We don't get a contract and then just try and sell the contract.
Yeah, right.
We are the end buyer. And certainly if there are any other types of nuances to the transaction, we explain all of those nuances very thoroughly so that a seller can understand exactly what we're doing, so that there are no surprises, attempt to be very transparent with what we do, and explain the whole transaction to a home seller.
All right. So with that, now that we've had a nice review of Home Downsizing Solutions and the services that are offered, Ben, I understand this is a very special day and you have a big announcement to make.
That's correct, Steve. Before I say exactly what that is, I will say that for 26 years now, as far as being a cash home buyer,
mm-hmm.
and since about 2009, so I guess about 14, 15 years, we've kind of shifted our business to serving a downsizing demographic, if I can say that.
Okay.
Obviously, we buy houses from anyone.
Sure.
But I've definitely tried to cater our services to a senior market that is downsizing or moving to senior living. And for about that same amount of time, or certainly the last 10 years, I've tried to figure out how I can serve more people, serve more areas, but keep a professional level of service that I think is really missing in a lot of cases these days. And so that's what leads me to my announcement.
The big announcement.
Probably after the break.
Okay. Oh, you want to hold up a little bit?
I think we'll wait for the break, but that's kind of the background of why I want to do what we're going to talk about here after that.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, I just want to put an exclamation point on the fact that there are so many people kind of out in the market, and they're like, yeah, we'll buy your house, and they'll get your house under contract. And then what they're doing literally is taking pictures, and they're marketing your house then on more of a retail market. So they're trying to buy wholesale, sell it retail, but they're not doing anything. All they're doing is just selling a piece of paper, and they're trying to flip that. And there are all sorts of horror stories tied to that. Okay. So if you want it done right and you're interested in selling your house as is to a legitimate home buyer, veteran owned business, the straightest shooter that you're ever going to meet, reach out to Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions, toll free number 855-291-5005. That's 855-291-5005. And now the Senior Care Live question of the week. You must be a licensed real estate agent to purchase a home as is for cash. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800 or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Hey, I'm Richard Gerhart, founder of Gerhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. Find out more about us at GerhartLaw.com. Along with Elizabeth, we host Passage to Profit, Road to Entrepreneurship.
Here's Christina Flack, celebrity hair and makeup artist.
I have athletes that I work with. I have different chefs, different podcasters. I work with Bachelor Nation. I just want them to look natural. I don't want them to look cakey or overly made up. But then I have other clients that I get to go crazy and paint away, and it's so much fun. And in fact, tomorrow, the photo shoot that I'm doing, I'm working with two photographers here in New York that I adore, and I get to go crazy. We're going to shoot with a model, and I get to just kind of express myself the way I don't get to normally in my everyday work.
This Passage to Profit Minute was brought to you by Gerhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights, serving entrepreneurs worldwide.
Find a broadcast near you. Visit our website at PassageToProfitShow.com.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
I had an important job, and it wasn't just a job. It was keeping my brothers and sisters safe. And coming back, it felt like kind of thrown away. If it hadn't have been for Wounded Warrior Project, I honestly don't know if I would be here. It was like I got my family back again. We all felt the connection, like that brother and sisterhood.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Donna by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple one- or two-page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. You must be a licensed real estate agent to purchase a home as is for cash. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. And Ben, my voice, I think the allergies are getting me up. My voice kind of flipped out on cash. So you do not have to be a licensed real estate agent to purchase a house as is for cash. Is that correct?
Really, anyone that's legally able to can purchase a house. So you do not need any special license to go out and purchase a house directly from a home seller.
Okay, so now do I need to do a drum roll here? You're killing me. I got to hear this big announcement. So this the big news.
Well, Steve, as I just mentioned before the break, I've been for 10 years. I thought there should be a way to provide my services to a bigger geographic area to serve more people. I, like you just mentioned, there, I think there's a lot of, and there's good home buyers out there. I don't want to say that there's no one else out there that does a good job. But I also think that the last few years of the real estate market has produced some less than professional, ethical home buyers, if I can say that.
Sure.
And so I've tried to figure out how to emulate or duplicate what I do to serve more people and serve them in a professional way, like I think especially veterans, especially seniors, deserve to be treated. And so with that, Home Downsizing Solutions is now a franchise company.
Nice.
And so we'll be hopefully expanding in other parts of the country soon, so that we can serve more people, provide the professional level service that I want to provide to others, and have our services serve more people.
Well, first of all, congratulations, and that is so exciting to hear. So Home Downsizing Solutions offers, I mean, first of all, this is a top-notch service, a top-notch company, and now you're in a position now to expand your footprint, reach more people, serve more people through the franchise model, and that is so exciting, just so exciting. So if you're a listener, you're interested, and you're like, you know what?
I might be interested in talking to Ben about that. This sounds really, really interesting. Or maybe you know of someone who would be interested in owning their own business and a home downsizing solutions franchise in your area. Ben, what's that phone number? The 855 number, is that the best way?
The best one is just to call my office, toll-free 855-291-5005, and would be certainly happy to answer any questions that I can in regards to that.
And then let's talk about this new website. You could also go to homedownsizingsolutions.com, homedownsizingsolutions.com. It's a beautiful new website, and they could probably reach out through the website as well, I'm assuming.
Correct. There's contact forms on the website there. And have even made it easier for us to find the website. You can just go to homedownsizing.com.
Oh, okay.
And you'll get to the same place.
I didn't know that.
So that's correct.
Good deal.
So either way, if you have questions, whether it's how we can help you transition, whether it's a downsizing or to a senior living community, by buying your house direct in the easiest, fastest, most convenient way, I'd be happy to talk to you about that. If it's in regards to franchising, I'd be happy to talk to you about that as well. So however best I can serve the listeners is what I'm here for.
All right. So what's the process? So if someone is interested in discussing a franchise, they can just give you a call and just really kind of open that conversation. Hey, I live in Tampa, Florida, or I live in Dallas, Texas, or wherever they might be. You're expanding all around the entire country. So, and they give you that phone call. What's the process?
Right now, Steve, it's new to me, so I don't know if I have all the answers right here. And again, with legal ease, I can't say we'll be looking to expand all throughout the country, but there are certain states that require certain paperwork to be filed, which is in my legal person's hands.
Yeah, so it's kind of in process, I guess,
on a few of the states.
Yeah.
But certainly if someone is interested, and ideally it's someone that is probably already working with seniors in some way.
Okay.
Maybe they're a senior move manager. Maybe they're a senior placement agent like Steve.
Yeah.
Keeker is here.
Yeah.
And they want to serve seniors, but they also see the opportunity and the necessity of what a professional cash buying company can offer, then that's certainly the type of person I think that I'd like to work with to do what I can to make them successful in business with Home Downsizing Solutions.
Excellent. So reach out to Ben at Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005, or you can check out the brand new website. It is a beautiful website, and it's got some great information, homedownsizing.com. I'm going to have to kind of retrain myself on that one. So homedownsizing.com, and it's, again, the business is Home Downsizing Solutions. You can give Ben a call to discuss the possibility of maybe being awarded a franchise in your area. Not all states are available yet, but give Ben a call. We're not going to go through all the states today, but give him a call, reach out, and just see if that might be something that would benefit both of you. And so just to put an exclamation point on that question of the week, you're not necessarily looking for licensed real estate agents. I mean, if they are licensed, that's fine, but if they're not, that's okay too.
That's correct. A person would not need to be a licensed real estate agent in order to have a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise. And certainly if a person is already in real estate but likes this aspect and want to serve seniors in this manner, that would be great. But a person doesn't have to be in real estate in order to participate in this. We can certainly provide some of the back-end services, office services, for the real estate-related items. It's mainly in, serving seniors and their families. That's really who I'm looking for.
That is awesome. So if you have – that kind of describes me. I have a heart for serving seniors, and it's something that I learned really, really early on in the very beginning of my career, and I've kind of been serving seniors ever since.
Exactly.
So if you're interested in serving seniors, you have a heart for serving seniors, and you're interested in this type of a business, I'll tell you what, this is going to take off. I'm just telling you. And just like, I talked about last week with my company, I mean, this is – brand new. You are hearing this for the first time, the first public declaration of this expansion in franchises available. So get in on this before all of the territories are gone. 855-291-5005 or online at homedownsizing.com. And Ben, thanks so much for being here today and sharing the big news. I am so excited for you. Congratulations.
Thank you, Steve. I am excited about it, too. And again, I just want to provide the best services, professional services, and to serve the senior market and their families as best I can.
Excellent, excellent. All right. Well, thank you so much. And we'll be right back with more excellent information. Don't go away.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple. Naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we will be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by New Life Discovery Project.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Recognized military-friendly employer and official sponsor of National Defense Network. To learn more about their exclusive discounts for military and veteran families, visit t-mobile.com today.
The UPMC Pinnacle Foundation donated $500,000 to the Veterans Outreach of Pennsylvania, one of the largest gifts to date, as part of the plan to build a series of tiny homes for veterans. The donation puts the group at 91% of its financial goal. We want to give back to the community, and there's no better group of people than our veterans who are willing to sacrifice their life for our freedom, said Tom Zimmerman, co-founder of Veterans Outreach of Pennsylvania. The Tiny Homes Project is a 6,500-square-foot community center with 15 tiny homes for veterans who would otherwise be homeless. Veterans who live in the community will have access to free health services, job training, food, and other forms of help to keep them on their feet in the long term. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. That's 802-341-4525.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so we're going to shift gears here a little bit and visit with Christina Strickland, and she is partner and director of education at the Glenn team at Infinitas. And Christina, welcome to Senior Care Live.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
All right. So you know Bruce. Bruce Glenn is always on the program pretty much, you know, every month, and you kind of know him a little bit.
I do, yeah. I met him about 35 years ago. We go way back. Bruce is my father, but we determined for Women's Month he didn't quite have enough hair, so we thought I would speak today instead.
He doesn't have any hair, does he?
I think a few.
A little bit.
Not many.
A little bit, yeah.
He's the person that when they say you get your hair cut, they really mean one hair, and that's him.
Boom, boom. So, all right. So, excellent. I'm really excited to have you in the studio today, and I know we have a lot of things to talk about, but let's jump into a really hot topic. It is top of mind for a lot of people all around the country. So many people are concerned about the stability of their bank.
Absolutely, yep. If you have seen any sort of news at all, no doubt you've heard about the collapse of the three banks recently. So definitely a major news story right now.
And so you have, unfortunately, in the media, you have a lot of people kind of whipping up a little bit of fear and frenzy and stuff like that. So let's just break that down just briefly, and then we'll move on. But you know, why did those particular banks go under? I mean, what happened?
Sure, yeah. So the first one we all know was Silicon Valley Bank. And so what happens is, When clients or customers of banks make deposits, right, the bank then uses that money and they invest it on their end. So what happened is, especially during COVID, banks were even more than normal buying a lot of treasuries and mortgage-backed bonds guaranteed by the U.S. government, right? Mm-hmm. So very, very safe investments. The problem is when they were buying those securities, interest rates were very low.
Okay.
And so banks were receiving interest payments from those investments, but they were lower. And so what happened is, as interest rates rise, then banks, obviously, as a client or a customer of a bank, when you make a savings deposit, you expect to be paid interest on that deposit.
Sure.
In exchange for you leaving your money at that bank, right? Well, when interest rates are higher, the bank has to pay out more interest than they're receiving.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so normally, here's the deal. This happens all the time. And what normally happens is that a bank says, hey, I've got these bonds that are only paying me, let's just say 3%, right? Well, they can simply hold on to those securities and wait for interest rates to kind of calm down again. And so those would be at par, if you will.
Okay.
Problem is, Steve, if I've got a bond that's paying 3% and you could go buy one tomorrow that's paying 5%, if I ever need to sell mine, I have to sell it at a discount.
Right.
I have to make it worth your while to buy it from me. And so what happened is somehow it became public knowledge that SVB Bank, Silicon Valley Bank, needed more capital to help pay out all the interest that they owed to their depositors. And when that became public news...
Now you have a run on the bank.
You have a run on the bank where everyone says, give me my money.
Give me my money.
Because I'm worried, right?
And then they weren't liquid enough to do that.
Exactly. That's exactly. Yep. Took about 48 hours.
Oh, my. Just poof. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just gone.
Yep.
So, and again, not to get too far out in the weeds on this one, I appreciate that explanation because that really makes a lot of sense. How do you know if the money in your bank is safe, and what if you have some concerns about that?
Sure. So I think the biggest thing is, and I want to clarify specifically, the big banks that we're worried about are banks where there are large amounts of accounts above the $250,000 FDIC limit.
Yep.
So your regional banks, your local banks, where the average client or customer is, you know, mom and dad living down the road that have checking, savings, maybe a couple of CDs, they're not going to be above that 250 limit. And so we're not really worried about them because those banks, if you will, are almost too small to fail.
And if they did, and you have, say, $150,000 of everything, you are insured.
Correct.
And you will be made whole. So that's not really a risk for you.
Correct. Yep. Okay. Yep. So the FDIC will insure up to $250,000 per investor or client per account.
Okay.
So really, if that's a concern, if you have more than
$500,000.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Okay.
So, but as an individual client, maybe you have $300,000 at the bank.
Okay.
So simply take $50,000. That's your extra above the $250.
Right.
Put the $50 in a different bank.
Okay.
Therefore, you're insured everywhere on every dollar.
And if you're with one of the larger banks, you're probably a lot more safe, I would think.
Yes, absolutely. I think that there is such thing as banks that are, if you will, quote unquote, too big to fail. And so we don't worry about those. These banks, that the three in particular that had struggles earlier this month, one of them was very, very big into tech startups.
Right.
And so there's a little bit of question around companies that are new. And the other two are really, really big into cryptocurrency. So these are not your normal, you know, these aren't Bank of America or U.S. Bank.
Yeah.
These are
niche
banks in specific areas.
Okay. All right. I appreciate that information. So that's very, very helpful. And so, you know, this month we're celebrating International Women's Month. And I think it gives us a great opportunity to talk about how far women have come when it comes to managing their finances and having opportunities to create real wealth. So what are some of the significant milestones that have helped women when it comes to investing and savings?
Sure. So I think some of the significant milestones are at the very beginning, we just see women entering the workforce more, right? So women earning money, whereas previously in most households, it was typically the man or the husband's job.
Yep.
So starting to just get women in the workforce. But then also, we gradually over time have seen more women enter not only just entry-level jobs, but now we're seeing more company leadership roles, more C-suite roles. So women taking on more leadership in the business world in general. And then with that, now there's an opportunity for those same women to get more prevalent on the investment side as well, which is something that we really didn't see before, you know, the 1970s and 80s. We don't see as many women still today, but certainly a lot of growth has happened over the last 50 or 60 years in that area.
Yep, no doubt about it. I work with clients all the time, and they're in their, you know, mid to upper 70s, 80s, and maybe 90s, where the wife had kind of that traditional role of being the homemaker and raising the kids and taking care of everything. It's a huge job, by the way. It's a super important job, but they weren't out, you know, like you said, you know, climbing the corporate ladder and getting into some of these leadership roles, and et cetera, and all the things that go along with that. So that makes a lot of sense. What do you think are the greatest challenges facing women today when it comes to finances?
Yeah, so I think one of the biggest challenges, and I will honestly say this challenge probably applies to men and women, the biggest challenge is that people just don't talk about it.
Oh.
You know, we don't talk about money. We don't talk about what happens if I need long-term care or if I need to go into a Medicaid situation. We just don't talk about it. Women in general, you alluded to it earlier, typically women are normally the caretaker. And that is great, and they do a phenomenal job. And not to say that men don't do it, but a lot of women do. That's a full-time job.
And I think there's so much more compassion and patience. I think, ladies, I'll just admit it, I think the ladies do a better job than we do. And generally speaking, not always, but so.
Yeah, yeah, and I think that's just a full-time role. So as a woman, if I have the same 24 hours in a day that everyone else does, a lot of my hours are already taken by taking care of my, not only my children, but my aging parents, aunts, uncles, that type of stuff. So then with the few hours that are left in the day, honestly, the last thing I want to do is worry about my finances.
Yeah.
But the reality of the situation is that I might need to.
Well, it's so important. It's we shouldn't ignore it, but unfortunately, sometimes it goes to the bottom of the list and it does get ignored.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And one of the things with women that I think is different is, as you know, women tend to live longer. Women also, statistically speaking, not only do they live longer in general, but they live a lot longer in assisted facilities. So, you know, planning for a woman looks like, after retirement, another 35 to 40 years, whereas for the typical male, it might not be that long.
Well, and so you just touched on one of the questions I ask when I'm with my clients in all of these different communities. I said, give me an estimate of the percentage of women versus the percentage of men. It used to be all the time 90-10. And then it was 80-20, and now I hear all the time maybe 70-30, sometimes even 60-40. So more men are moving to these care communities. But the bottom line is the ladies outlive us, and that's what happens. I blame it on that we do dumb stuff when we were young. So, and it shaves off a year or two or five. So. But anyway, all right. So if you have a question for Christina and anyone at the excellent company, the Glenn team at Infinitas, here's the phone number nationwide for anyone across the country, 913-563-7327. And we'll have more with Christina coming up next. But first, the Senior Care Live question of the week. Men and women have different needs when it comes to saving for retirement. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple one- or two-page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com. Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800 or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
When Black Bear Diner first opened, they filled the largest platters they could find. Not much has changed. Their legacy of huge portions continues today, and they've just introduced new diner deals.
6 new dinner combos and new homestyle side choices. Baby back ribs and tri-tip, chicken strips and tri-tip, chicken Alfredo, chicken and pesto, ribs and shrimp, and cod and shrimp. There is always plenty for your paws at Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
What's being hidden from us? About the COVID-19 scenario? About covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world? About the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse? If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
Say, you need to calm down, because never in the history of the world has that actually worked. Also, try your best to focus on the emotion the person is experiencing, not the words they are necessarily saying. Because when you do that, you'll be less likely to take what they are saying out of anger personally. Finally, it's important to really help angry people feel heard. Because once angry people feel heard, they can begin to work on a solution to their emotion. For more on handling anger, visit drchristianconti.com.
Spring is in the air, and now's the time to spring forward with a delicious breakfast from Burger King, an all-natural Simply Orange Juice. Begin your day with a sausage, egg, and cheese quiz sandwich with sizzling sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted American cheese on a toasted croissant, or a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit on a warm buttermilk biscuit. And make it a meal. All Burger King breakfast sandwiches go great with crispy hash browns and pair perfectly with a Simply Orange Juice with no added sugar. Never sweetened, never concentrated, and never frozen. Simply Orange goes perfectly with breakfast at Burger King and is rich in vitamin C. And now through March 31st on the BK app, Royal Perks members get a free single course sandwich with any Simply Orange Juice purchase. Use code BREAKFAST to redeem. Get a jump on spring with breakfast at Burger King, because you rule. At participating U.S. Burger King restaurants, Royal Perks account required. Restrictions apply. See offer terms for details. Not valid on delivery orders. Sponsored by Coca-Cola.
This message comes to you from our sponsor, Subaru, and their first SUV of its kind, the all-new, all-electric 2023 Solterra, built to help protect the environment so it can be explored. It's the first electric vehicle to feature the legendary standard capability of symmetrical all-wheel drive, to take you to places traditional electric vehicles can't reach. Love is now electric. Learn more at Subaru.com/Solterra.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to our bonus Senior Care Live question of the week. Men and women have different needs when it comes to saving for retirement. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is true. The answer is true. So, Christina, let's talk about that. What is the biggest difference between men and women when it comes to retirement planning?
Sure. So I think the biggest difference is longevity. As we've kind of hit on, women typically live longer, and so we have more years of retirement that we're planning for. And then another difference that I think is a big one is Social Security. And the reason that's different is because, typically speaking, in a traditional household, the woman may have not earned quite as much as her husband. And so when the time comes to start taking those Social Security benefits, that dollar amount might look very different. And then when the survival comes into play, then your Social Security changes again. And so it's just, I think for women in general, during retirement, there are typically a lot more changes. So what does day one of retirement look like versus what does, you know, year 30 of retirement look like? And how much has our monthly cash flow changed in between? Whereas for men, there might not be as much of a change throughout their retirement years.
Well, and I can speak to that personally. My dad's Social Security was higher than my mom's because she stayed home for quite a long time with us kids and worked out of the home, but just she didn't make as much. So he had different levels. So he brought in more than she did, but together, you know, it was a nice amount. And then, unfortunately, my dad died really young, and I hate cancer, by the way. And so then my mom, when she was at retirement age, she thought she was going to get, you know, whatever her number was, and they said, well, you can take yours or the higher of yours and your husband's. Obviously, we want the higher one.
Right.
And so, but they went from, you know, both two income to one income, but it was a little bit higher than if it would have been just hers.
Right. And I think that's one of the challenges is, unfortunately, the surviving spouse now only has one of those social securities and then whatever other investments that they've accumulated over their lifetime. The problem typically is, let's say in my situation, my husband's no longer with us and maybe we don't have $2,400 a month in social security that he might have been bringing in. Well, the challenge is, because he's no longer here, my expenses did not go down $2,400.
Not much. They didn't go down too much.
Right. Maybe a little bit, you know. Yeah. Our car insurance probably got cheaper because I'm a better driver. But general.
Of course.
In general, you know, my expenses did not go down in line with my reduced now take-home income. And so that's a huge problem for a lot of women to work through.
That makes so much sense. Reach out to Christina Strickland at the Glenn team at Infinitas. Here's the phone number, and you want to write this down, and this is good for anywhere in the country. I know that the Glenn team at Infinitas, you work with groups and employment groups and individuals just all around the entire country. So it's 913-563-7327. That's Christina Strickland, the Glenn team at Infinitas, 913-563-7327. And Christina, what advice do you have for someone who may be concerned about their retirement and maybe concerned that they're wondering if they're on the right track or not?
Sure. So I think the first step is knowing how much you're going to need every month in retirement. One of the most common questions I get from people is, how much do I need to have saved? And to which my question is, well, how much do you need? So, you know,
How much do you want to earn in retirement? How much will you need? So how do you determine that?
Yeah. So I think you just start at what your budget is today. What is, you know, if you don't know what your budget is, start there. But look at what are the outflows every month? What's my mortgage? What's my insurance? My food? When I want to go out with my friends and go see a movie? What do all those add up to every month? Right? Because here's the deal. You're only going to know if your retirement's going to be successful if you know how much you need. It's just like getting in your car. You don't know what to put in your GPS until you know your destination.
Yeah.
So we have to know the destination first. And then the next question is, I need X amount of dollars every month. Now, what do I have that can help get me there? Social Security, 401ks, IRAs, CDs at the bank. What are those items? What's your inventory, if you will? And then we can take that data and kind of go through, okay, if this is invested and we're going to pull out this much every month to live on, we can get a reasonable likelihood of success based on just knowing those two things. How much do you need and what do you currently have saved towards that goal?
You know, and that makes sense. So, I can hear it now when you said, you know, what is your budget? I can hear a lot of people, like through the magic of radio waves, what's a budget? Right? Because unfortunately, a lot of folks do not follow a budget. There's money coming in, you just pay your bills and you need to do stuff, and there's money going out, and they don't really pay that much attention. So what if you don't have a budget? First of all, I would encourage you to learn how to develop a budget and then have one so that you know where you're at. Like you said, you don't know where you're going unless you know where you're at, and then and you have the GPS coordinates. But just what is your lifestyle today? And if it's a comfortable lifestyle and you're happy with that and you want that to continue and your income is, you know, X dollars, which is affording you the lifestyle you have today, then that's helpful in this calculation.
Absolutely. And I think that's kind of where I start most people off when they say they don't have a budget. I say, well, what are you living on today? Oh, well, my salary is such and such a year. Great. But here's the challenge with that, Steve. The average American, I can say, you know, hey, Steve, what's your income? And you can tell me. The problem is what a lot of people aren't thinking about is that may be their income and what they're bringing home every month, but the average American is actually going into debt every month also. Mm-hmm. And so it's not just, oh, during my working years, I earned X amount of money per year. It is really, okay, but I don't want to add on to my debt in retirement, so
no.
I have to buckle down.
Yeah.
And that can be a challenge for a lot of individuals.
So if you're just a nice little round number of 50,000 is getting me, you know, a particular lifestyle, but, you know, I'm adding about 5,000 of debt, a month, then, well, your number's not 50, your number's 55.
Exactly.
Or maybe even 60, because the other thing that we don't account for when we're a little bit younger is the cost of long-term care, because, you know, what happens if you should get sick and you need some help? That's all super expensive, and so that's part of that calculation. So, and then very quickly, for someone who has younger children or grandchildren, what are some strategies they can take to benefit their financial future?
Yeah, so I think first, make sure your retirement is set first. Because I have three kids, I want to help them, but I can't pour from an empty cup. So as soon as my retirement's taken care of, then I can start slowly adding to college savings for them, making sure my estate planning is set up so that, you know, when I'm no longer here, my family isn't stuck trying to deal with the logistics, right? So mm-hmm. having my estate plan in order, starting some college savings, maybe starting a Roth IRA for my young kids, things like that are super helpful. But again, I can't stress this enough. Having your own retirement situation taken care of first is of the utmost importance, because here's the deal. I may not be able to pay for my kids to go to college, but what I don't want to do is have to live with them when I'm 75.
Boom. There you go. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to have to unquote you on that. You can't pour from an empty cup. That is so succinct. It's incredible. Reach out to Christina and the excellent team at the Glenn team at Infinitas, 913-563-7327. And Christina, thanks so much for coming in today. It was just great to meet you and have you on the program.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It was a good time.
All right. I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom. The Mississippi Delta is seeing an outpouring of help after a deadly tornado killed and injured dozens of people and flattened entire communities.
It's just been devastating.
The mayor of Rolling Fork, Mississippi, Eldridge Walker, says families are grieving, homeless, and facing years of displacement. But the federal government is helping.
That's what we're here to do.
FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell toured the damage this weekend, vowing help is there.
Going door to door into these communities, helping people register for assistance.
Like Wonder Bolden, who's lost her home and possessions.
It's nothing real funny.
Volunteers are helping, too, like Jared Kunze of Alabama, who was stunned by what he saw.
The town's devastated. Trash, trees, houses, homes.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
The NCAA tournament wrapped up its Elite Eight over the weekend, looking now ahead to the national championship in Houston. Florida Atlantic and UConn punched their tickets to the Final Four Saturday. On Sunday, Miami upset Texas 88-81, and San Diego State eked by Creighton 57-56. There is a huge naval gap between the U.S. and China, and it concerns Representative Ken Calvert, who's the chair of the House Subcommittee on Defense. The Republican tells the Salem Radio Network he recently met with Admiral Michael Gilday, chief of naval operations, on just where we stand.
We're down to 296 ships. Unfortunately, the Navy is asking to fund 9 ships and proposing to decommission 11. Pretty hard to get our ship numbers above 300 if we're decommissioning more ships than we're building.
Calvert promises that number will change. 7 bodies now have been recovered after that explosion Friday at a chocolate factory in Pennsylvania. West Reading officials say the bodies were found Sunday by first responders. News and analysis at townhall.com.
You take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. ReliefFactor.com.
Russian President Putin says he'll position tactical nuclear weapons in neighboring Belarus.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said the plan was in response to Britain's recent decision to supply Ukraine with ammunition containing uranium. Russia falsely claimed these rounds have nuclear components. In an interview on Russian state TV, Putin said that Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko has long asked for the weapons. He said construction of storage facilities for the weapons in Belarus would be completed by July the 1st. I'm Karen Chamas.
John Wick Chapter 4 debuted with the franchise best $73.5 million at the box office this weekend, that according to studio estimates. After its disappointing debut last weekend, the superhero sequel Shazam! Fury of the Gods slumped to second place, and Scream 6 took third in its third weekend, while Creed 3 followed in fourth. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Senator Tom Cotton says U.S. support for Israel is under attack from liberals.
A recent Gallup poll shows that a plurality of Democrats are now more sympathetic to the Palestinians than they are to the Israelis. By contrast, Republicans and independents are more supportive than Israel than ever.
Speaking with the Salem Radio Network, the Arkansas Republican says when criticizing Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Democrats apply a double standard, one they refuse to apply in judging European governments they favor, like that of French President Macron. Speaking of the prime minister, he fired Defense Minister Yoav Gallant over the weekend. Gallant had called on the Israeli leader to halt plans for the overhaul of Israel's judiciary. The centerpiece of the overhaul is a law that would give the governing coalition the final say over all judicial appointments. The standoff has threatened to spill over into a broader constitutional crisis. More on these stories at townhall.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Betsy has a scratch.
Who has a what?
Betsy, my car. She has a big old scratch on her side. Honey, I've had her since college.
I know, honey. Take her to Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. It's going to be okay. Remember, that's where you told me to take my car because they do minor and major auto body repair and full paint jobs. And it looks like she could use one.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair.
You know they do free estimates. Call 530-226-0992. Write it down.
Got it. 530-226-0992.
National Defense Network.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and a very happy new year. I hope that you'll join us on our ride through 2023 because we've got lots of stuff to share with you. We've got some great podcasts lined up, plus we'll be joining you on weekends for our weekend program. Our number, 877-726-8255. You can come directly into the doctor's office and pose a question or share a comment as long as it's related to our subject, which is intelligent medicine, the best high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies. We're going to shake off the cobwebs because we've been off for the holidays for a little bit. But a lot of news has accumulated since then. In particular, the Damar Hamlin story, which we're going to cover in depth for you momentarily. Also, the advent of new weight loss drugs and a pioneering Alzheimer's drug. Well, what's the real deal on those? It's kind of interesting because baby boomers, we often speculated, would there ever be in our lifetimes a cure for baldness or a contact with an alien civilization? Well, so far, no dice, but it appears that we're on the threshold of coming up with more effective therapies for obesity and potentially for Alzheimer's disease, although there's some asterisks there because, well, some of the drug side effects are pretty dire. 877-726-8255. All right, I guess you all have been following intently the story of DeMar Hamlin, the Buffalo safety who collided with a guy he was going to tackle, but the onrushing Cincinnati Bengals guy hit him full on in the chest, and he got up, and then he fell back lifelessly. And at first it was thought, well, you know, he got knocked out, okay? But no, it wasn't just a fainting episode. It was cardiac arrest. And so, you know, let's take a look at that situation because cardiac arrest is something that is far more likely to occur to someone in the stands. And it usually occurs in people who have risk factors, not healthy 24-year-old athletes. Older individuals develop cardiac arrhythmias. By the way, different than a heart attack, because a heart attack is a problem with circulation. The blood doesn't get to the heart. But cardiac arrest occurs when there's an arrhythmia, and the heart is sort of just tremulous instead of beating with steady rhythms to pump blood. And very quickly, the result is ischemia. Ischemia means there's not enough blood that gets to the brain, and you pass out. And then your brain cells die. They're among the first cells to die. But then your other organs die, and you're dead. In effect, this is sudden death. We're going to take a look at this from the standpoint of, is this related to the vaccine? As a lot of people have claimed, they've sort of appropriated this tragedy to support their view that the vaccine is harmful. We're going to take an objective look at that because there is some concern that vaccination among young men poses a high risk of myocarditis, which is inflammation of the heart. And there's actually some very interesting literature here in the science realm that suggests that a history of myocarditis makes you more likely to experience a cardiac arrhythmia or even an episode of sudden death on the playing field. But first, let's take a look at what's happening to DeMar, because fortunately, the latest dispatches from the medical folks at the hospital in Cincinnati are that he is waking up, he is extubated, he's no longer on supportive oxygen, or maybe he's getting oxygen through a nasal cannula or through a mouthpiece. But he's communicating, he's talking to his team. The first thing he said on waking up was, "Who won?" which suggests a lot of cognitive reserve, which is great. And he's passing his neurological tests, and they say that his prognosis for full recovery is good. But what do you do when someone has cardiac arrest? What are some of the elements that go into survival when you have cardiac arrest? And the first is prompt CPR, because you have to restore circulation, even if it's artificial circulation. You pump the chest, and that forces blood to the brain and to the extremities. And the first thing you have to do is recognize that this is cardiac arrest. You have to check the person and see if they have a pulse. And usually, you know, I've been in situations like this. There's kind of a mad scramble, like, did the person faint? Do they have a pulse? And then everybody's so excited that it takes a while to figure out that the person doesn't have a pulse. You know, you check the wrist, you check the neck arteries, and it may take a few crucial seconds to figure out that this is actually cardiac arrest. And it's such an unusual circumstance on the playing field that this is not a routine drill. So it's commendable that the medical folks on the sidelines rushed out and were able to ascertain that this guy needed CPR. Now, the other thing you need when you have a cardiac arrest out of hospital is you need an AED, an automated defibrillator, because you can shock the heart into normal rhythm. And it's not clear how long it took before they were able to restore rhythm to DeMar's heart. They say they did it on the field shortly before he was piloted in an ambulance, but that means that there were critical minutes when he was just getting CPR, just chest compressions, pushing blood hopefully into his brain. And then he had a second cardiac arrest, which is not uncommon because it's hard to stabilize the heart rhythm with an external shock, and he required more resuscitation. And so what are the things that are crucial for survival? What do they do in hospital? Well, one of the things that happens when you have a cardiac arrest is your brain swells, and that can be very, very dangerous because it can damage the brain. The pressure from the skull, which doesn't permit the brain to exit or go anywhere, can damage crucial structures within the brain. So one of the first things they do is administer steroids intravenously. And that's surely something that they did with DeMar. And I'd like to get a complete rundown of some of the measures that they took with him, because there are a variety of things that have been proposed to enhance survival. And maybe they pulled out some of the stops with him. They certainly went full court press with him because, you know, it's not an end-of-life situation, as sometimes it is. You know, the heart stops, and a person with an underlying serious disease like cancer, it's an act of futility to resuscitate them because they may have a very limited life expectancy. Not the case with DeMar. So one of the things that, you know, I did a little deep dive on this subject, and one of the things that happens is there are two ways that you get damaged. One is ischemia, which means lack of blood circulation, lack of oxygen. But even worse is the damage that occurs when oxygen is restored. That's called reperfusion injury. And reperfusion injury occurs when blood with oxygen, and sometimes externally administered oxygen, rushes back into the damaged tissue, and the metabolites that accumulate when there's a stroke or cardiac arrest, when circulation is restored, there's a lot of damage that occurs. And it's free radical damage. It's oxidative stress because the oxygen that's carried by the blood can damage the cells. And that's one of the real dilemmas in medicine is how do you prevent reperfusion injury? We'll talk about that in just a moment because there's some very interesting ways to prevent that, including the use of antioxidant vitamins, even cannabidiol. Yeah, according to research. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. March is National Sleep Awareness Month. Adequate sleep is a cornerstone of better long-term health. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences. Their natural wellness line, CBD Calm and CBD Sleep, combines well-studied ingredients offering non-habit-forming options and natural sleep and relaxation support. CBD Calm helps ease tension, soothes irritability, and contributes to a greater sense of contentment through a blend of Plus CBD's award-winning full-spectrum CBD plus L-theanine and 5-HTP. CBD Sleep aids occasional sleeplessness with CBD plus melatonin, as well as soothing magnolia bark extract and relaxing lemon balm so you can get the rest you need and wake up alert and focused.
To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. You've heard me talk about my preferred fish oil brand, Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including an innovative high-performance vegan omega option. But Vital Nutrients innovations don't end there. They've also developed BCQ, a powerful herbal and proteolytic formula that supports a healthy inflammatory response. The nutrients in this distinctive formula also support gastrointestinal function and help maintain healthy connective tissue. BCQ combines Boswellia and curcumin with quercetin, a potent flavonoid, and bromelain, a proteolytic enzyme for a healthy inflammatory response in joints, sinus, and the digestive tract. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co. Vital Nutrients has been known for nearly 30 years for their clean and innovative formulations, utilizing peer-reviewed research, bioavailable and bioactive ingredients in therapeutic doses. I take them and use them in my practice. Just go to vitalnutrients.co and check them out.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Looking for a restaurant that offers quality and value? Look no further than Dry Creek Station on Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. Family-owned and operated, Dry Creek Station has been serving up delicious steaks, seafood, chicken, soups, and salads since 1992. Don't miss their house-made clam chowder and live music Friday and Saturday nights. And be sure to ask about their fantastic weekend specials. And the menu doesn't stop there. Come check out Dry Creek Station's new lunch menu, including their fabulous burger menu. Also, grilled chicken breast, beef ribs, fish and chips, the salmon filet, and their popular lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawns. They also offer kids' meals. Join us at the Dry Creek Station for lunch from noon to 4 or dinner from 5 to 9. Open Tuesday through Sunday with happy hour from 3 to 5. Come on down to the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East of Bella Vista, where quality and value meets.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hop takes over your commercial, on a hop with the hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the smoothest with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kids with the hop. Let's go!
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number, as we continue to discuss the Damar Hamlin remarkable recovery. We wish him well. We're talking a little bit about what some of the
possible sequelae are to an episode like this, because there's a lot of shades of gray between dying and complete and perfect recovery. What do you do when this happens? What are some of the things that are done in hospital to preserve brain function during the critical time that someone is recovering from cardiac arrest? Well, among the things that are done, steroids for sure. Intubate the patient, sedate the patient, because actually some studies have shown that anesthetics kind of calm the brain so that recovery and healing can happen. Also, even therapeutic hypothermia has been shown to be helpful, cooling the body, putting it into a little bit of a metabolic deep freeze so that things slow down. Inhaled nitric oxide. The nitric oxide connection promotes circulation. Also, inhaled hydrogen-rich mixes, because hydrogen is a potent antioxidant. What about supplemental antioxidants? There's a very interesting review here suggests that scientists are investigating the role that vitamin C plays in ischemia reperfusion injury. In a growing number of clinical and preclinical studies, the overwhelming oxidative stress that occurs during the ischemia reperfusion injury process can rapidly deplete the body's vitamin C stores because of tremendous cellular consumption. The body goes into overdrive, needing more antioxidants. Levels of vitamin C in the plasma are dramatically reduced, not just following cardiac arrest, but also many patients with other critical illnesses. So they even mention melatonin, a natural sedative. It's a potent antioxidant. And in studies, it's been shown to prevent slowed vascular decompensation and the energetic breakdown related to inflammation and ischemia reperfusion injury. There's reference to cannabinoids, because they may have anti-inflammatory effects. And so what about the theory that this has something to do with the vaccine? A lot of people have been piling on and saying that the vaccine caused this. Because, look, there have been deaths in especially young men that occur soon after the vaccine. And there's a lot of reported cases of myocarditis. Usually it's mild, usually it's transient, but it can result in damage to the heart and scarring. COVID, too, can cause this, by the way. So a lot, vast majority of us have experienced COVID. Some young men have experienced COVID. In some studies, using exquisitely sensitive MRI techniques, looking at the heart, not just with a regular scan or an EKG, but very, very subtle traces of myocardial inflammation injury, myocarditis, have been seen on these MRIs. And I have here a case report of two individuals who died in contact sports. The sports in question were rugby, from the European Heart Journal, 2021. Sudden cardiac death risk in contact sports increased by myocarditis. And the thought is, according to these folks, they say we need to really screen amateur and professional athletes, not just with an EKG. An EKG will, show profound damage, but you need a cardiac MRI to reveal the damage. And then certain precautions should be undertaken to make sure that these arrhythmia-prone individuals are safe. And here's another one, is sickle cell anemia occurs in a small percentage, especially of African Americans, but a fairly high percentage, significant single-digit percentage of African Americans carry one gene for sickle cell. And that one gene can predispose to even sudden death on the playing field, but coupled with an injury, maybe, just maybe, this could be a precipitating factor. So we really need to do a deep dive. They say that There's no evidence that DeMar Hamlin suffered from myocarditis, but maybe they didn't do a careful enough testing with a cardiac MRI to see if that damage had occurred. In the aftermath of cardiac sudden death, it might be hard to ascertain if previously he had a clean bill when it comes to cardiac health. So a little tip of the hat to the conspiracy theorists. That is a plausible scenario. 877-726-8255, our number.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Taroko Asian Grill presents Hollywood Night. Our one-year anniversary event is here, and to celebrate, we're hosting a special red carpet event Tuesday, March 28th at 6:30 p.m. Your $30 ticket will include two drinks of either wine or beer, a professional photo op, small bites, and plates to go around for everyone. That's Tuesday, March 28th at Taroko Restaurant, 1710 Pine Street, Reading, with free easy parking. Prizes will be awarded to the best dressed, and at the end of the evening, professional photos will be offered. Taroko offers a diverse and unique fusion of Asian cuisines and Pan-Asian flavors. To purchase tickets online, just find us on Facebook at Taroko Reading or call 530-255-8863. That's Taroko Asian Grill, one-year anniversary red carpet event. Find us on Facebook or call 530-255-8863.
On display now at Turtle Bay Museum, Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art, 1975 through 2018, featuring 36 art pieces created by Marine combat artists who documented their own experience in times of war and peace. This traveling museum exhibition is sponsored by the Marine Corps Heritage Foundation from the National Museum of the Marine Corps. Open now through April 30th. Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 90% cheaper?
And you can get it online. Just go to forhims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255. And that number avails you the opportunity to record a question, even if you can't call while we're live on the air. So let's hear one of those recorded calls that we got over the holidays.
Hi, this is Roz from Brooklyn. I have pains in my gum. My dentist said it's from sinuses. What do I do or what do I take to stop it? Because it goes from my gum and like into my cheek a little.
Okay, yeah, that's really an interesting scenario because the similar thing happened to me. Oh, it must have been about 25 years ago. It was around holiday time, and I started to experience pain in my upper gums, and I have a friend who's a dentist, and I called him up and I said, I think I need to see you. Let me tell you what's going on. And he said, why don't you just press on the side of your nose, on the same side where you're experiencing this gum pain that you describe? And he asked, is it tender? And I said, yeah, it is. And he said, that's not a tooth problem. That's a sinus problem. And I informed him that, indeed, I did have a cold and that it was slowly resolving, and I had a lot of gunk in my nasal passages. And he said, "You have sinusitis, and that's how the pain radiates sometimes to what feels like your upper gums. Not going to be your lower gums. That's not going to be sinusitis, but your upper gums are a place where you might experience discomfort. So, what can you do? Well, probably the best recourse is to see an ENT, an ear, nose, and throat doctor, because these are the doctors who deal with sinusitis. Now, unfortunately, their repertoire is limited to antibiotics, steroids, and decongestants. And just to relieve the problem, they might give you those. But for people who have chronic sinusitis, that is often a losing proposition because, you just keep taking more and more. The bugs become resistant to the antibiotics. Sometimes you develop a fungal infection in your nasal passage and it becomes chronic. Sometimes they want to operate because they say you have a deviated septum. But in my experience, better ways to go, look at your diet, because your diet could be causing you to have nasal congestion. You could be allergic to a food, particularly dairy, but other foods could cause chronic nasal congestion. You could use Clear, X-L-E-A-R, nasal spray regularly. That'll clear up your sinuses. For pain, you could use proteolytic enzymes like bromelain, these can be helpful. One of the products that I like to use for sinusitis in my patients is Wobenzyme, which is a combination of bromelain and proteolytic enzymes that kind of gets to the sinuses and reduces swelling, shrinks the membranes, takes the pressure down. That can be helpful over time. These are some of the strategies to deal with the discomfort. But the good news is you don't need a tooth pulled. You don't need a root canal. It's going to go away. 877-726-8255, our number. On the tomorrow Hamlin story. You know, we'll talk a little bit about the aftermath of events like his, because in effect he died. It was an episode of sudden death. And the recovery from that is sometimes rocky and challenging. So we'll talk a little bit about what obstacles he might encounter on his road to recovery. But here's an item that suggests that omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA, have a beneficial effect on ischemia reperfusion injury. So the research done in animals, they used Wistar rats, and then they experimentally induced these types of injuries, and they found that rats that had been preconditioned with fish oil had a better recovery. This has actually been demonstrated in patients who are on heart-lung machines, because one of the issues is, you know, they take you offline, in effect, during cardiac surgery, and then they start the circulation again, and there's a risk of reperfusion injury. And so, you know, in some studies, it's been suggested that if you are, you know, you can't do this, I mean, the aftermath, you know, in the hospital, they don't give you fish oil. That's not going to cut it. But to have your tissues saturated with omega-3s prior to episodes like that increases your chance of survival. And apropos of that, as a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that supports your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. Well, my preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including soft gels, liquid, and enteric-coated options in a variety of potencies. Vital Nutrients even offers a high-performance and nutrient-dense vegan omega supplement option for our vegetarian friends. Vital Nutrients' line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions are held to the most rigorous quality standards in the industry, which ensures maximum freshness, purity, and potency. I use Vital Nutrients products myself, and I recommend them to my patients. For more information and to order, call 888-328-9992. That's 888-328-9992, or go to vitalnutrients.co. That's not .com, vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions. Okay, so let's look at an interesting article entitled Consequences of Survival After Cardiac Arrest. We're cheered by the very, very exciting recovery of Dumar after his devastating episode on the field, where literally, you know, he could have died right on the spot. And I was just terrified at that prospect. That would have been one of the first recorded fatalities in professional football. Just a terrible, terrible thing for him and his family and his team and for the sport of football. So we're cheered by his recovery, but there's some obstacles to overcome. First, let's note that most people who experience cardiac arrest do not survive, and especially if it occurs out of hospital. When it occurs in the hospital, you got a team of experts who could rush with the, you know, latest equipment and procedures and resuscitate you. But outside the hospital, it depends on quick response, CPR, and the presence of an automatic defibrillator. That could make the crucial difference. So then rapid dispatch to a hospital. And often ambulances don't arrive on time, and people die. But among the people who do survive, there's a risk of neurologic dysfunction, brain injury, disorders of consciousness, neurocognitive deficits, changes in quality of life, as well as physical and psychological well-being. The issue is that parts of the brain can die or be damaged. Just listen to stroke. And so you can have impairment in speech, memory loss, movement problems, like inability to move one side of your body. And also you can have more subtle cognitive impairments, including difficulties with attention, concentration, or visual motor skills. So what is a concern is whether DeMar will be able to return to football. You know, I think when he goes out on the field, if that ever happens, there's going to be just tremendous excitement that he experienced such a complete survival. And the odds are with him as a young man and with a lot of neuroplasticity in his brain because of his youth. There's a possibility of retraining the brain through a slow process of rehabilitation, just like stroke rehabilitation. You know, people have had strokes. They can recover function, but, they need speech therapy. They need occupational therapy. They need physical therapy to, in effect, rewire their brains and bypass parts of the brain that have been damaged. There's also the issue of the psychological outcomes of cardiac arrest survival, because they say many people struggle with negative emotional repercussions during their recovery and long afterwards. So it's discouraging to, as a young athlete, to feel that you're limited, that you can't get out there and just put on your uniform and, go join the team for the playoffs. That is not a likely scenario. It may take a while. And that can take a psychological toll. But there's also studies that reveal that 40 to 50% of survivors report symptoms of depression. More than a quarter experience PTSD, because guess what? You just died. Is there a more PTSD-inducing experience than a near-death experience? 61% experience anxiety, understandably. But here's an interesting paradox. The researchers say that a smaller but important subset of cardiac arrest survivors emerge from the experience with increased psychological resilience, i.e., what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, and they view it as a positive event in their lives. And sometimes they have a spiritual experience. You talk to these people who've had what are called NDEs, near-death experiences, and they have sometimes spiritual experiences. They see, they approach the white light. They sometimes see family members. They recall in a rush the events of their lives. And it's a profound psychological experience, like a religious trip of sorts. And so hopefully that'll be the perspective that is gained by DeMar after his catastrophic injury. And we hope for a full physical and mental recovery. But there may be some challenges along the way that will take time to ascertain if he can surmount. 877-726-8255, our number. We'd like you to join us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics do just that. Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics online, as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers nationwide today.
If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flava Naturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day.
For more information and to order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com. You've heard me talk about Vital Nutrients. They've developed BCQ, a powerful herbal and proteolytic formula that supports a healthy inflammatory response. The nutrients in this distinctive formula also support gastrointestinal function and help maintain healthy connective tissue. BCQ combines Boswellia and curcumin with quercetin, a potent flavonoid, and bromelain, a proteolytic enzyme for a healthy inflammatory response in joints, sinus, and the digestive tract. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple one- or two-page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Now, the Small Business Breakdown from the Pat Miller Show.
America's small business conversation.
Now your host, Pat Miller.
As a small business owner, should I take a profit out along the way, or should I reinvest everything back into the business? I am on Team Profit because running a small business is a lifestyle, not a job. You're working so hard every day to build a business. The success signal of a little bit of profit coming out will keep you moving forward. Also, and trust me on this one, you don't want to build a fast-growing business that leaves you broke. You'll get frustrated and you'll resent what you're building. Take your profit out along the way and enjoy yourself. It's a signal that things are working.
Join America's Small Business Conversation
on The Pat Miller Show.
Available now at patmillershow.com.
A mentor program director from my LA radio days would remind the on-air talent that our job every time we opened the microphone was to elicit a positive emotional response. Something that would encourage or uplift our audience in a way that would cause him or her to be thankful for being there at that moment in time. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. Now, radio is an emotional medium, and this idea caught on and grew the station's popularity to unprecedented audience numbers. This idea impacted me so that I started applying it to other areas of my life with my family and business encounters. It was almost immediate and changed my perspective. Imagine what would happen if we approached all our encounters with the objective of eliciting a positive emotional response, especially today when contention is getting more attention than it deserves. I found this concept to have universal appeal and application. Try it and see for yourself.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 2023 has ushered in some breakthrough new obesity drugs. We'll cover those next hour. But it has also ushered in the prospect of a treatment for Alzheimer's disease, basically an incurable condition for which you could do nothing. So let's take a look at what's on tap in Alzheimer's prevention. This just in, literally today, Eisai, a Japanese company, and Biogen get U.S. FDA approval for Alzheimer's drug, and they're now applying for full approval. The drug in question is is called lecanemab. Lecanemab. And it comes in the wake of a drug that was highly controversial, Aduhelm, which achieved approval last year, but actually against a considerable number of panelists on the approval committee, because what they said is that the results are kind of weak in terms of prevention of Alzheimer's disease, and the drug had a lot of side effects. These drugs are drugs that are designed to clear amyloid from the brain. And it appears that amyloid gets deposited in the brain of people with Alzheimer's disease, but is it the cause of Alzheimer's or is it a consequence of Alzheimer's? It's not clear. So it's kind of like, you know, if you call the fire department and you put out the fire, does that mean that the structure will not be damaged? Or is it possible that in the act of putting out the fire, you know, with all that water, you might create more additional damage? So Aduhelm also comes with a very hefty price tag, and so there was a lot of controversy about Aduhelm, which is the first amyloid-busting drug for Alzheimer's. Lecanemab will probably be approved. And I think there's just a lot of pressure from the Alzheimer's community. There's just so many people with Alzheimer's, the doctors and the researchers and the patient advocates, the patients themselves, are just crying out for something to be available to slow the progression of Alzheimer's disease. In the clinical trials, it slowed cognitive decline by 27%. Now, that doesn't sound like a lot. What do you think about the fact that ultimately everybody progressed to Alzheimer's, right? But it slowed it. Okay, that's good, but it's not a cure. But also 14% of the patients had brain swelling, and also there was a high incidence of brain bleeds, which means that, you know, a lot of people with Alzheimer's, they're on blood thinners because they have things like atrial fibrillation or their history of blood clots or strokes. And so you can't take this new medication when you're on a blood thinner. So that limits it. Another thing that limits it is to qualify, first of all, you have to be in the early phases of Alzheimer's, so it's hard to diagnose that, you know, just in the very early phases, maybe some mild memory problems. And you also need special scans, which have to be performed, to detect the presence of amyloid in the brain. So not everybody who has some memory problems or cognitive decline, it's not like, you know, like a vitamin, you know, you say, well, I'm thinking I have some memory problems, so I'll go to the health food store and I'll take like some kind of cognitive enhancer. No, this is a very potentially dangerous drug, hard to get qualified for, plus the drug would launch with an annual price tag of $26,500, and it's unclear whether it's going to be approved by Medicare, because there are now they say that the number of U.S. patients eligible for the drug would reach around 100,000 within 3 years. Do the math on that. The burden on Medicare, which is going to founder within a decade or two, would just sink under the vast expenses of providing treatment and drugs to an aging population. It's unclear whether this is going to be approved, although there's going to be a lot of pressure for it to be approved. So, you know, is this a panacea? That is unclear. Another thing that was underway, a intranasal COVID-19 vaccine. There's actually over 20 different intranasal COVID-19 vaccines that are on the drawing boards, including one in China that has actually been authorized, but they're having a lot of trouble controlling COVID over there. The idea is that if you can prevent COVID at the site of entry to the body, see, right now you can't prevent yourself from getting COVID with the vaccine, but it will sort of reduce the burden of it. But block it at the nose, maybe that's the solution. Theoretically, that makes sense. But unfortunately, in a clinical trial, a team at Oxford University demonstrated that the U.S. version of an intranasal COVID-19 vaccine failed to induce mucosal immunity and really didn't do the job. I mean, in principle, it makes sense. Put it up your nose, and then you won't get COVID. But the vaccine failed to induce strong mucosal antibody responses. People ended up getting COVID anyway. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands I know and trust. The very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
If you're the kind of person that likes to drive a lot, and your car is a little older and out of the normal warranty, keep listening. What's going on underneath the hood of your car? If your car is out of warranty, you're at risk of expensive repair bills. Now, for a couple of dollars a day, you can get an extended protection plan for your car. You love your car, so why not give it a little extra care and make sure, if something goes wrong, your bank account is safe? Literally, for a couple of dollars a day, you can give yourself peace of mind that you've purchased a top-tier vehicle repair coverage plan. Call the Auto Protection Network right now and ask how you could save an additional $500 on your policy.
800-876-7047. 800-876-7047. 800-876-7047. That's 800-876.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Federal money is coming. Muscle is already on the scene in Mississippi after that deadly tornado ripped through the Delta Friday night, killing 25 and injuring dozens of others. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell says she wants to get a firsthand look at the devastation.
They're still very much in life-saving, life-sustaining mode. The first responders on the ground are doing such an amazing job, some of which probably have lost some of their homes themselves.
On ABC's This Week Sunday, Criswell says she'll be meeting with local officials and residents in the hardest-hit areas to assess their needs for recovery.
The biggest priority for me is, one, making sure that the local jurisdictions, those first responders, have all of the resources that they need, and then second, that we start to take care of these families.
Criswell says a major challenge will be finding housing for all the residents whose homes were destroyed.
We need to work with them now and find out what that interim sheltering solution is going to be, and then how do we support them for a longer term while they rebuild their home.
Days after TikTok CEO Xuji Chu was grilled by a U.S. House committee about national security and other concerns involving the app, which has 150 million American users, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy Sunday said lawmakers will move forward with legislation to address those worries, alleging China's government had access to the short video app's user data. A high-ranking federal official gives his take this week on the state of the nation's banking system.
The report on the banking sector will come Tuesday and Wednesday when Fed Governor Michael Barr testifies before Congress. Tuesday, he appears before a Senate panel. The following day, he speaks to House lawmakers. Also this week, updates on home prices, pending home sales and consumer confidence, as well as consumer sentiment. Financial markets will be watching closely Friday when the latest inflation report, the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index.
Rich Thomason reporting. Town Hall.
Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
An increased number of travelers in Germany boarded trains and planes on Sunday, one day before a major one-day strike that aims to bring the country's transportation system to a standstill. We get the latest in this from correspondent Sarah Naffa.
Munich Airport has already shut down because of the impending strike on Monday, and technical problems affecting German airline Lufthansa in Frankfurt led to flight delays and cancellations at the country's biggest airport. Munich Airport, the country's second busiest, said that the Verdi Union was hitting it with 2 days of strikes, and it has no regular passenger or cargo flights on either Sunday or Monday. A total of 1,500 connections were affected, and takeoffs and landings were only possible for emergency humanitarian flights. German unions have called on thousands of workers across the country's transportation system to stage strikes, as employees in many sectors are seeking hefty raises to reflect persistently high inflation. I'm Sarah Naffa.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A number of states are considering tougher penalties for possession of fentanyl.
This move comes as U.S. overdose fatalities are at an all-time high. Fentanyl is the powerful opioid linked to most of the deaths. Proponents say prosecutors and police need more tools to help with the fight because fentanyl and other synthetic opioids are so deadly. They represent a shift in places where lawmakers had been reducing drug penalties as part of criminal justice reform efforts. But other advocates worry harsher penalties will result in even more dangerous drug supplies and punish people who really need help. John Scott reported.
Sean Fain is vowing to take a more confrontational stance in negotiating with the big automakers after a court-appointed monitor declared him the winner over incumbent Ray Curry in the United Auto Workers national election. It was the first direct election of its 14-member international executive board. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Give your child the gift of two languages. Tree of Life International Charter School, where love is our first language, now accepting applications for TK through 8th grade for the Spanish Immersion Program. La Maravillosa Escuela Pública Bilingüe en Anderson ahora está aceptando solicitudes para TK a octavo grado. TK está abierto para estudiantes que cumplen 4 años antes de abril 2. Estudiantes que hablan inglés o español adquieren fluidez superior en ambos idiomas y en un tercer idioma. Y todos gratis. Llame hoy para programar una visita a la escuela y inscribir a su hijo. La lotería de inscripción se llevará a cabo el 29 de marzo. Apúrense. 530-378-7040. Call now to schedule a tour and enroll your child. ¡Arriba! 530-378-7040.
Solterra. And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
Well, folks, we're beginning this time with a railway drama, as Charles Ruggles stars in the family theater production, Last Run. Then later, it's a quarter-hour family comedy, as Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce are the couple next door. While Charles Ruggles appeared in nearly 100 films over an impressive 60-year motion picture career, which began in the early silent era, it's humorous and coincidental that one of his best-known motion pictures shared his name, as Ruggles was seen in the 1935 big-screen version of Ruggles of Red Gap. Charles Laughton was Ruggles the character. The actor Ruggles played the role of Egbert Flout in that film. Well, right now, though, he handles a little radio, supported by former child actor Scotty Beckett. This is from June 17th, 1953.
Family Theater presents Charlie Ruggles, Gale Storm, and Scotty Beckett. From Hollywood, the Mutual Network, in cooperation with Family Theater, presents Last Run, starring Charlie Ruggles and Scotty Beckett. Gale Storm will be your hostess. Family Theater's only purpose is to bring to everyone's attention a practice that must become an important part of our lives if we're to win peace for ourselves, peace for our families, and peace for the world. Family Theater urges you to pray. Pray together as a family. And now to our transcribed drama, Last Run, starring Charlie Ruggles as Kiefer and Scotty Beckett as Slim.
Uncle Joe Kiefer had worked on most of the roads, and he knew the names of them all, far back as you'd want to go. The Charleston and Hamburg, Baltimore and Ohio, the Tonawanda, the Chicago, Milwaukee, St. Paul, San Pedro, Western Pacific, anyone you could think of, and a lot you never heard before, like the Bear Creek Road, the Nashua Line, and the Mock Chunk Railroad, laid way back in 1827. Uncle Joe knew them. They'd been his whole life, and now that life was almost over. And for some reason or another, he was taking the blame out on me.
Slim Wiley. Yeah, get over to the telegraph shack and see if there's any last-minute dispatching instructions.
I just came from there 10 minutes ago, Uncle Joe. There's nothing.
Well, that don't mean there ain't nothing come in since. Now, get a move on. You ain't a conductor yet, not till I turn in my report on you.
Okay, Uncle Joe.
And stop calling me Uncle Joe. I ain't your uncle.
But that's what everybody else on the road calls you.
Not unless I want them to. Remember, I'm still in charge of this train. Now, go on, get over to the shack.
Okay, Mr. Kiefer.
And no stalling around in there. I don't mean to pull out late on my last run.
I'll be right back.
How you doing, Slim?
I'm afraid it's going to be a rough night. Any late messages from the dispatcher?
Nope. You can pull right out on schedule. What's wrong? Uncle Joe acting up?
Yeah. I wish someone else were taking this run with him.
Well, it ain't your fault to retire him, Slim. Lord Harry's been with the road 35 years. What does he want?
Well, I kind of wish they'd planned a dinner for him or something anyhow.
Well, they did. He said he wouldn't go. Said he didn't want any watches or keepsakes or anything.
Well, anyway, I just wish tonight were over.
You'll be in Chicago with the sun coming up before you know it.
I guess so.
Look, Slim, I knew your dad. And leave me tell you, Bill Wiley was every bit as good a railroader as Uncle Joe. You got nothing to worry about. It's in your blood.
I told you to hurry, Slim.
Right with you, Uncle Joe.
We'll shake a leg. We're pulling out.
And that's how it started. Uncle Joe Kiefer's last run from Davisburg to Chicago. 278 miles, and he knew every foot of the track, every semaphore signal on the way. Davisburg's the only stub terminal not part of the state. After that, it's through stops like Mount Union and Griswold and Cedar Lake, most of it prairie country, rolling away dark and flat with now and then a cluster of lights at some whistle stop.
Maple City, next stop. Maple City, 5 minutes.
How are we doing on time, Slim?
Oh, about 2 minutes behind, Uncle Joe.
We'll start picking it up once we're out of Big Rock. You better get up front. We'll be coming into Maple City pretty soon.
Maple City. I remember my dad, Bill Wiley, telling me about the night the switch jammed outside of Maple City. That night, Uncle Joe was on the southbound run. It was about 3 a.m, and he was sitting back in the smoker when one of the brakemen found him.
Uncle Joe! Uncle Joe!
Yeah, what's wrong?
We went through an open switch just above Maple. It put us on the through track.
Doesn't the engineer know about it?
Don't look like he does. We're traveling wide open. He must have missed the signal.
There wouldn't be any signal. The switch went wrong.
What are we going to do? The Limited's on this track. It's due through here.
Yeah, I know. Yank that air brake, then start back through the cars and get everybody out.
Uncle Joe, where are you going?
Up forward. We got to get out in front of this train and flag down that Limited.
Why did you stop us? What's going on here?
The switch at Maple jammed. You're on the through track.
The through track?
Yeah, look over there at the river. We're running west of it.
Holy smoke.
Listen, That's the limit.
Maybe they'll see us. My engine light's on.
Not the way the grade curves up here. They won't see that light until they're on top of us.
They're getting closer every minute. We can't do anything now but get out of here.
No, if we can hear their whistle, they ought to be able to hear ours. Now get up to your cabin, yank that whistle cord, and keep it wide open till the last minute.
Here's the flares you wanted, Uncle Joe. Joe, what are you
going
to do?
I'm going up the track around the bend.
They'll never see those flares in time. They'll run you down.
Not if you get your own whistle going. Now hop to it.
Okay, Joe. Good luck.
Come on, come on. Bring those flares and sink them into the roadbed where I tell you. All right, plant one there. On the left of the track.
Huh?
All right, another there. Over on the right. Come on, come on. They're getting closer.
I can see the glare of their engine light, Uncle Joe.
Here goes our whistle. They'll hear it.
I know, but Uncle Joe, if they don't hear us, they'll...
Listen. There go the brakes. They heard it. They heard it and they saw the flare. They're stopping. Maple City, Maple City. Slim, what are you standing there dreaming about?
What? What? I'm sorry, Uncle Joe. I was just remembering what Dad told me about the time you headed off the wreck outside of town here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, that was a long time ago, boy. Blame few folks remember that.
Well, Dad told me there was over 200 people on the Limited that night. You'd think some of them would remember.
No, Slim. People forget. They get old and they forget. Hey, you better get down on the steps and swing the light. Looks like we ain't taking anyone on.
Okay.
And call it out, boy. Call it out clear and loud.
Okay, Uncle Joe.
All aboard! What?
That's the way, Bill. That's the way to call it out.
He called me Bill, my dad's name. Maybe hanging out from the steps, swinging the light, I reminded him of my dad, Bill Wiley. He and Uncle Joe worked this run before I was born, even before my mom and dad knew each other. And just like with me, Uncle Joe broke Bill Wiley in as a conductor. They used to sit up in the baggage car after all the passengers were asleep and play checkers, using a signal light to see by. Most of the time, just the two of them played, but one night a stranger got into the game.
You know you can jump me, Bill.
Yeah, you'd like that, wouldn't you, Uncle Joe?
Well, it ain't a case, Bill Wiley, of would I like it or not. You gotta.
Well, now, let's just see.
No, there's no seeing about it.
Who's there?
Excuse me, gentlemen. I'm looking for the observation car.
I'm afraid you're at the wrong end of the train, sir. This is the baggage coach.
Yeah, who is it, Bill? My back's to him.
I can't tell. He's just one of the passengers.
I hope I'm not intruding. I felt like stretching my legs a bit.
Well, you're welcome to do it here in the baggage coach, if you like.
Checkers?
Mm-hmm. And look over my shoulder all you want, mister, but don't kibitz.
Uncle Joe, it's...
It's all right, young man. I won't kibitz.
Yeah, go ahead, Bill. It's your move.
Let's see.
No, you gotta jump me.
All right, there.
What's the matter with you? I've got the red ones. If you're gonna move, move one of your own men.
Oh, excuse me, Uncle Joe. I'll put it back. All right, let's see.
Young man, I think your opponent feels that you should jump this man of his, if you don't mind, sir.
No, not at all, mister. That's just what I've been telling him he had to do.
Well, okay, if you both think so.
I didn't mean to kibitz, mister.
Kiefer, no apology needed. Glad you were here to prove me right, then.
Okay, Uncle Joe, there.
Well, get ready, Billy boy. This is going to cost you something. There. And there.
Well, two for one. You play a hard game, Uncle Joe. Now, let's see. I could move this one. Let's see.
How about that king, young man?
Say, I never even noticed that.
Mister, I said you could watch over my shoulder, but not if you kibitz.
You let him kibitz on my last move, Uncle Joe, when it helped you.
Yeah, well, that was different. You had to jump.
I don't mean to cause any trouble. Perhaps I'd better withdraw the suggestion.
Yeah, good enough, and I'll thank you not to make any
Uncle
more.
Uncle Joe, it's...
It's getting late, I'm afraid. Thank you for your company, Jack.
Good night, sir.
What are you getting up for, Bill?
Good night, Mr. Kiefer. Night, young man.
Night, mister. Bill, sit down.
Good night, Mr. Coolidge.
What did you call him?
Uncle Joe, you just insulted the ex-president of the United States.
go on.
You did.
Holy cats.
We're coming into Coulterville. You better write him a letter of apology.
Coulterville? Yeah, but what can I say?
Well, one thing you better say is that you voted Republican in the last election.
Holy smoke.
Come on, we're pulling in. I'll help you with the letter when we get home tonight.
Didn't Coulterville used to be a regular stop, Uncle Joe?
Yeah, but how's that, Slim?
I said, didn't Coulterville used to be a regular stop?
Oh, 20 years ago, yes. Now we just hook their mail and shoot right through. Say, did your dad ever tell you about the time Cal Coolidge horned in on our checker game when we were pulling in here one night?
Well, yeah. It's funny you'd bring that up. I was just thinking about it. Was it really Mr. Coolidge?
Well, Bill always said it was. I don't know. I had my back to him all the time.
Whatever happened to Coulterville, Uncle Joe? It used to be a pretty big town, didn't it?
Well, not really big. It was a coal town, strip mines. Just gradually paid itself out, I guess.
Did the flood have anything to do with it?
The flood? No. The town's hardest hit by the flood were north of here. Places like Big Rock and Hampton Springs.
Hampton Springs. I'd heard all about that place. Mom had told me a long time after everything was over. The flood, the washout, everything. The rains had started late in March that year, and once they got going, it looked like they were going to be coming down forever. In less than 2 weeks, the river was in flood, and it began to seem as if nothing south of Big Rock was going to be spared. People started getting out any way they could. The railroad was still running out of Hampton, 7 miles from Big Rock, but it was right in the path of the flood. The last run out of Hampton was scheduled for 7 o'clock that night, and as usual, Uncle Joe and my dad were working it together.
All right, folks. Now, just be patient. We'll get everybody aboard who wants to go. But you got to keep order. We can't do anything. Bill. Oh, Bill.
Oh, yeah, Uncle Joe.
One of the brakemen just told me they heard the flood wall that broke through north of town.
Yeah, no, I was just up there. Come through in about 4 different places. If we wait much longer, we aren't going to be able to get this train out of here.
Yeah, I'm half tempted to back out of town and stay right on the spur till we get to Summit.
It won't do any good, Uncle Joe. Anywhere we move south, the flood will be right behind us. The only sure way out of here is to make the loop north.
Yeah, but Bill, you said the wall had broken up there.
It started to, but if we hurry, we can still beat the water to the north track out of town.
All right, we'll try it.
Come on, folks, let's get aboard. We're pulling out in 5 minutes.
You're listening to the Family Theater on When Radio Was. We'll be right back.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, now, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Looking for a restaurant that offers quality and value? Look no further than Dry Creek Station on Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. Family-owned and operated, Dry Creek Station has been serving up delicious steaks, seafood, chicken, soups, and salads since 1992. Don't miss their house-made clam chowder and live music Friday and Saturday nights. And be sure to ask about their fantastic weekend specials. And the menu doesn't stop there. Come check out Dry Creek Station's new lunch menu, including their fabulous burger menu. Also, grilled chicken breast, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon fillet, and their popular lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawn. They also offer kids' meals. Join us at the Dry Creek Station for lunch from noon to 4 or dinner from 5 to 9. Open Tuesday through Sunday with happy hour from 3 to 5. Come on down to the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East of Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by New Life Discovery Project.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Dolph, he's on the trestle. He's got her. Well, why don't he pull her loose? There goes the first car past him already.
He'll get her out. Look, he's waving at the boys on the steps. He ain't worried.
Well, I am. He ain't got but two cars left. If he don't get her on the next one, we got to take them both back here.
She's loose. He pulled her free. It's going to be all right.
Put her on, Bill. Put her on.
They couldn't reach him. They couldn't reach him.
All right, then, Jim. It's up to us now. We got to get them both. You stand in front of me on the steps here. You take the little girl. Yeah, we'll get you, Billy. Hand the girl to Jim, then I'll grab your arm. Here they come. Grab the girl, Jimmy.
I got her.
Billy, grab my arm. Hang on, I can pull you free.
No, let me go. You can't do it, Uncle Joe.
Keep a hold.
No, let go.
Look out, Uncle Joe. You'll fall off yourself.
Billy. He let go. We gotta go back, Farmer. We gotta go back. The water's rising. We gotta get him off there.
We can't go back, Uncle Joe. It's too late. Too late.
It's too late, Slim.
Huh? What'd you say, Uncle Joe?
I say it's too late. Never fails. Unless we pull out of Martinsville before 20, we never make Chicago on schedule. You remember that.
Why? Oh, I will, Uncle Joe.
You gotta pick it up between Big Rock and Martinsville, or else you're late.
I'm sorry you're not gonna be coming in on schedule, especially this morning, Uncle Joe.
Oh, well, I don't suppose it'll turn the world upside down, Slim. Yeah, that's what your dad used to say when I'd fret too much about the schedule.
I guess you felt pretty bad the night Dad was drowned in the flood at Hampton.
Well, everyone on the road felt bad, proud of him as they were, and they kept on feeling bad for a long time after.
Is that why Mom didn't want me to be a railroader, Uncle Joe? On account of what happened to Dad?
Well, that, I guess, as much as anything else, yes. Well, you are one now. And in a few minutes, we'll pull into the Chicago station and it'll be all over. You'll be a full-fledged conductor, and I'll be a retired one.
Well, don't you kind of wish you'd let the road give you some sort of a send-off? I mean, like a farewell dinner or something, Uncle Joe.
Well, now that you pinned me down, sure, Slim, I suppose I'd have liked that, but I don't have many friends left on the road, and most of them are dead or living in some other part of the country. I'm afraid there's blame few folks alive who remember Uncle Joe Kiefer. So it'll be a pretty small dinner when we all sat down.
Looks like we're pulling in, Uncle Joe.
Yep. Well, this is the last time I'll ever get to do it. Might as well call out the station.
Go ahead, Uncle Joe, and make it loud and clear.
Chicago, next stop. Chicago, next stop. Chicago.
Uncle Joe walked off through the cars calling off the station. He didn't seem to notice how empty the train was or that most of the regular passengers who made the run weren't even aboard. In fact, he didn't notice anything until the train had pulled to a stop and he started down the stairs of the last passenger coach to the platform.
There he is, folks! That's Uncle Joe!
Slim, what's going on here? What's this crowd for?
It's for you, Uncle Joe. They came down to greet you.
Yeah, but who are they?
Friends of yours. Hey, look, there's Mr. Barrett coming through the crowd.
Mr. Barrett? You mean the president of the road?
He wasn't president when you first met him.
Congratulations, Uncle Joe. We're proud of you.
Well, but Mr. Barrett, I don't know what this is all about.
Well, you knew what it was all about that night outside of Maple City when you had me sinking flares into the roadbed.
What? Were you?
I was the brakeman on that run.
Lord Harry. My. I wondered what had become of you. I never even learned your name.
Well, I learned yours, Uncle Joe. And so did all these folks on the platform. They've been passengers on this run of yours for, well, some of them for as long as you have.
My gosh. Slim, I wish your mother and dad could have lived to see this.
They're watching, Uncle Joe.
Folks, I hardly know what to say. I guess one of the reasons I didn't want any fuss about my retiring from the road was, well, because there wouldn't be anyone with the name of Kiefer to carry on after me. I never had a son, but I had a daughter, and she married a railroader you'd all remember, Bill Wiley.
Uncle Joe, don't...
I told you once before, Slim, stop calling me Uncle Joe. I ain't your uncle. I'm your granddad. And don't you forget it. So all you folks remember, when you're taking the run from Davisburg to Chicago, the name of your conductor is William Kiefer Wiley, better known as Slim. So you do what he tells you, understand, or I'll come out of retirement and you'll wish I hadn't.
Uncle Joe, you told everyone you didn't want a dinner given in your honor, so we didn't plan one.
Well, I can't blame you for that, Mr. Barrett.
We planned a breakfast instead.
A breakfast right now?
Scrambled eggs, pork sausage, fried potatoes, and a gold watch.
Well, I'm awful glad about the watch, Mr. Barrett. You see, I was afraid they'd really believe me when I said I didn't want that.
And now, your hostess, Gail Storm.
It has surely occurred to you that one of the supreme benefits which radio has brought to all of us has been a greater realization of the relation between the prevention and the cure of the more disastrous diseases which can afflict the body. It has been the medium whereby hundreds of thousands of people now know the symptoms of cancer, polio, tuberculosis, and heart troubles, the notorious killers. They're put on their guard against these killers. And the proverbs about being forearmed by being forewarned takes on a new aspect of truth. Well, I know that some serious and honest people are often inclined to believe that all the storm warnings about these diseases may possibly make some people jittery and overfearful. The talk of dangers simply multiply the number of fears a person has to deal with. But all in all, most of us know that the great source of fear is the unknown, not the known. And that the more we know of the nature and strategy and tactics of an enemy or a disease, the less morbid our fears become. Out of knowledge comes remedies and prevention strategy. It is the same with the diseases and maladies that can afflict the modern family. Family well-being, like personal physical health, is maintained in the very first place by forestalling what is dangerous to its unity and peace and its harmonious growth. Family theater, therefore, uses the wonderful medium of radio to emphasize the place of prayer in the family. Family prayer is the first and most important bulwark against all the personal and social forces which are enemies of the family, because it relates the family to God. And what ultimate power has any human set of forces against God's power? That's why we say, with confidence, that the family that prays together stays together.
More things are wrought by prayer than this world dreams of. Hollywood Family Theater has brought you Last Run, starring Charlie Ruggles and Scotty Beckett. Gail Storm was your hostess. Others in our cast were Howard Culver, Howard McNear, Billy Baucom, Dave Young, and Jack Hickey. The script was written by John T. Kelly, with music composed and conducted by Harry Zimmerman, and was directed and transcribed for Family Theater by Joseph F. Mansfield. This series of Family Theater broadcasts is made possible by the thousands of you who feel the need for this type of program, by the Mutual Network, which has responded to this need, and by the hundreds of stars of stage, screen, and radio who give so unselfishly their time and talent to appear on our Family Theater stage. To them and to you, our humble thanks. This is Tony Lafrano expressing the wish of Family Theater that the blessing of God may be upon you and your home, and inviting you to be with us next week when Family Theater will present The Daughter-in-Law, starring Ricardo Montalban, Audrey Dalton, and Una Merkel. Join us, won't you? Family Theater is broadcast throughout the world and originates in the Hollywood studios of the world's largest network. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
From June 17, 1953, and at the time, hostess Gail Storm was also starring on television in My Little Margie. Then later, she had another successful TV program, The Gail Storm Show. I'm Greg Bell, and the lead actor Charles Ruggles was a favorite of mine. In addition to his work in the 1935 film version of Ruggles at Red Gap, I loved him in the screwball comedy Bringing Up Baby, playing a befuddled big game hunter alongside Cary Grant and Katharine Hepburn. Well, coming up next on When Radio Was, it's Peg Lynch's quality quarter-hour comedy, The Couple Next Door, which begins right after this.
It is a misty March morning in 1959, and while most of Seattle is having a second cup of coffee, the SPD Homicide Squad is already attending to business. A body has been found in a rooming house, and facts must be gathered. Who stabbed her, and why?
Are you in the mood for a good old-fashioned detective story? Have you ever heard of Harry Nile?
Now, Harry, this is a police matter. You're not involved.
Hey, when a girl writes down my phone number and then gets murdered before she can call me, I'm involved.
Larry Albert stars as the World War II-era Seattle sleuth in 23 high-powered hard luck adventures in Radio Spirit's HCD set titled The Adventures of Harry Nile, Silent Witness. This collection of cases includes 23 mysteries produced, written, and directed by Jim French.
Even before I could make any kind of a move, one of the cops recognized me. I ran around a corner and found myself at the entrance to Chinatown. I plowed forward, up some stairs, through a door, through a restaurant, down a fire escape, run another corner, and I think I lost him.
For a limited time, our listeners can get The Adventures of Harry Nile, Silent Witness, for half price. Go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code NILE77 to get these 23 exciting episodes for just $15.98.
I need names, Mr. Nile.
I know, but a private eye is entitled to keep the name of a client confidential.
I think this situation overrides that policy. I'm not just investigating the fire. I'm investigating a death.
What are you talking about?
They found the remains of a body in the house.
Whose body?
I was hoping you could tell me.
Order Harry Niles' Silent Witness today for only $15.98 at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code NILES77.
Oh, a murder mystery. I love mysteries.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Hey, I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. Find out more about us at GearhartLaw.com. Along with Elizabeth, we host Passage to Profit, Road to Entrepreneurship. And here's Greg Ryder, serial entrepreneur and founder of LaunchCart.
A few years back, we started LaunchCart, and it's really an alternative to Shopify. And some people say a competitor. I'm like, wait a sec. They're a $50 billion company. I'm not. So I don't really think of myself as a competitor, but I am the new alternative to Shopify. And we're creating a platform that really enables entrepreneurs, small business owners, to get launched online and starting off selling branded merch, your launch cart merch, you know, whatever merch you have for your business with no inventory costs, no money up front. And we're also building a whole platform just to help you get done faster and easier.
This Passage to Profit Minute was brought to you by Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights, serving entrepreneurs worldwide.
Find a broadcast near you. Visit our website at PassageToProfitShow.com.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, and time now for a quarter-hour comedy, a revival of Peg Lynch's earlier series known as Ethel and Albert. This is from January 6th, 1958.
The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce. Even if you brush in a rush, new Brisk toothpaste starts instant action against tooth decay.
Brisk helps protect you from decay, starts instant action right away. Even if you brush in a rush, Brisk fluoride toothpaste.
The instant it touches your teeth, Brisk toothpaste starts to destroy most bacteria that cause tooth decay and mouth odor. So even if you brush in a rush, use Brisk, B-R-I-S-K, new Brisk toothpaste.
Come on, honey, come on.
Will you stop yelling at me? I'm never going to be ready if you don't stop yelling.
Well, hurry up. For Pete's sake, that wedding will be over, and the reception, too. Tom and Helen will be back from their honeymoon before we even get to the church. Oh, what is your mother doing up there?
Putting on nail polish.
Oh. Look, there's no point in going at all if we don't leave right away. Did you hear what I said?
Get Betsy dressed in her snowsuit. Now, we're dropping her off at the Cunninghams. She needs her snow pants and her jacket. Fasten on the hood and put a sweater on underneath and a scarf around her neck. Now, she needs heavy socks over her shoes because she'll be playing in the snow. And don't forget two pair of mittens and her overshoes.
Oh, all right. Look, will you step on it? Golly, if once, just once, we could go somewhere and be on time.
Has a scratchy throat, got your coat, there's a simple way to relieve it. Get a box of Candace, pleasant tasting Candace. Try one and you'll believe it. So let a scratchy throat, get your coat, get Candace.
Yes, in seconds, delicious orange-flavored Candettes go to work to stop pain of a raw, irritated throat, while two tested wonder drugs begin killing throat germs on contact. No other throat medication gives you this amazing modern Candette formula. It eases, it soothes, it brings astonishing relief almost instantly. So next time your throat is raw and inflamed, get fast-acting Candettes and get relief.
Don't let a scratchy throat get your goat. Get
Candace. Yell at your mother to come on, will you? I'm hoarse.
Mommy, come on!
I'm coming.
I'm coming.
Honestly, I cannot figure women out. You have had all day to get ready. Now, what have you been doing?
I cleaned the house. I did some washing. I did some ironing. I mended your shirts.
All right.
That's what I've been doing all day.
All right. Are you ready now?
No, I'm not ready. I've got to change purses, put things in my blue purse. Did you get my coat out?
Yes, right here.
My hair looks terrible with you yelling at me every 2 seconds. I rush like mad. I just feel half put together.
You look fine. You look lovely. Come on now. Get your coat out here. Come on.
Just stop it.
Well, look,
please.
There is poor Betsy, so bundled up to the teeth she can hardly move.
I'm hot.
Well, you'll just have to wait, that's all. Your mother isn't ready.
No, I didn't put any lipstick on either.
Oh, well, can't you put it on in the car?
Yes, I guess so. All right, yeah. I'm ready. Come on. Coat.
I can't believe it. You mean you are finally ready?
Yes, come on.
You going to zip up your skirt?
Oh, yes.
Well, what's the matter?
Stuck, wouldn't you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, let me have it.
No, wait.
Let
no, wait a minute. I'll get it.
Will you let me do it?
Don't rip it now.
All right. Well, I can't get it. Let it go. Just keep your coat on. It won't show.
Well, I can't have my skirt falling off in church.
Well, get a safety pin.
Oh, safety pin. We're going to reception afterwards. I have to take my coat off.
Let's go. I'm hot.
Let me try it again. Don't rip it now.
Don't rip it, dear.
Well, you hold still. Just hold still.
Dear?
I got it.
Something ripped.
Well, all right, I got it anyhow.
It's my good slip, too. Why is it zippers never stick unless you're in a hurry? Now, my coat.
Yeah, come on.
Let's go!
All right.
Come on!
Yes, dear. Well, they're not even here.
Who?
Elsa and Chuck. I thought they were outside waiting. That's why you were yelling at me.
Thought we were going in our car.
No, Elsa and Chuck are picking us up. Well, you get so excited. Now relax. Elsa's never late to anything. You know that.
Betsy, come on back in. Come on.
Why?
We're waiting for the Hutchinsons, dear.
Golly, she waddles in that snowsuit like some man from Mars. Isn't that too big or something?
Well, she's got to get at least 2 years out of things. Now sit on the hall bench, Betsy. We'll leave in a minute. You look nice.
Well, me, do I?
Oh, yeah, very handsome. Oh? My hair looks just awful.
None of your hair looks very nice.
I don't think so.
Where do you suppose they are?
Well, they'll get here. Honestly, every time we go to a wedding, you get so nervous you think you were the bridegroom.
Yeah, well, I know how he feels.
What do you mean?
Trapped.
What?
Oh, honey, I'm just teasing.
No, you're not. I felt that way, too. I didn't want to marry you that morning.
No!
I didn't. I remember driving to the church, and I thought, I don't want to marry him. I don't even know him.
You've known me for 2 years. What do you mean you didn't want to marry me?
Let's go!
Yeah, very soon. We will, dear.
Look, I went to a lot of trouble chasing after you and taking you away from that what's his name?
Claude.
That Claude. Boy, what a dope.
He had a convertible.
Yeah, but I was cuter.
Yes, you were. Better thing. Now, just stop that.
Look, she is so bundled up.
Well, you want to go outside, Betsy?
No.
Well, let me undo you a little bit then. Come here. Come here to Mommy.
Well, I'm just sitting here. Shall I call them and see if they've started?
All right, you can if you want to.
Yeah, what's their number?
Primrose 7886. There, you can take your mittens off too, sweetie.
Primrose 7886, please.
Ask Elsa what she's wearing.
I'm most certainly not going to ask Elsa what she's wearing. Have you race upstairs and start changing?
Mm.
Nobody answers.
Well, they're probably on their way.
Time to take a short break. And we'll be back with more of The Couple Next Door right after this.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Recently unveiled and going into production in a year from now, the 2024 Cadillac Celestiq is billed as the most technologically advanced Cadillac to date, designed to be the world's first all-electric, ultra-luxury sedan. I caught up with Tony Roma, chief engineer for Celestiq at Cadillac.
Celestiq's going to be a beautiful, epic car that happens to be propelled by electricity only versus making the best electric car we could make. The design was fundamental to the mission on Celestiq, that this car has to inspire people. The tech story is incredible, whether you talk about the additive manufacturing, 3D printing, the SPD roof, lots of technology.
That also includes a 55-inch diagonal advanced HD display, the largest in its segment, Super Cruise hands-free technology, and much more. Learn more about the Cadillac Celestiq at Cadillac.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well,
trying to find a needle in a haystack.
Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Fix the problem, not the blame. With threats of persecution of political figures, how should you react? Is this a political sideshow? It just demonstrates that we're an unserious nation. Should Trump own up to his mistakes? Should we ignore the Manhattan investigation? Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now let's get back to the couple next door on When Radio Was.
I don't know why we don't go in our car anyhow. When you go somewhere like this with other people, you're always at their beck and call. You got to leave when they want to leave. You know Chuck, he always wants to stay until the last dog is hung.
Since we're going to a wedding, I hardly think that's an appropriate expression here.
Nobody answers.
I'm hot. I want a drink.
Oh, honestly, would you get her one, dear? I want to put my lipstick on her.
Yeah. Oh, golly. What the heck? What did you have on this chair?
What's the matter?
I sat in something.
In what?
I don't know what.
Turn around. Let me look. Oh. Honest. What have I told you, young lady? Now, just what
is it?
Bubble gum.
Bubble gum?
Now, Betsy, what has Mother told you? Look,
bubble gum?
Look at Daddy's pants. Haven't I told you time?
Never mind that. Now, get the stuff off.
Well, with what? What takes gum off?
I don't know what takes... Oh, look at that.
Well, where's that book on household hints?
Oh.
It tells about removing spots and stains and things.
Well, look for it, will you? My golly.
Mr. Beer.
What does she do? Chew 5 sticks at a time?
Here it is. Here's the book. Now, just a minute. So any minute, they'll arrive and start honking.
Well, I'll tell you this much, young lady. If you put bubble gum on the furniture one more time...
I didn't put the bubble gum on the chair.
If you didn't, who did?
I don't know. Probably the fairies.
Yeah, the fairies. Why is it the fairies get blamed for everything that happens around here lately?
They're naughty. I tell them to be nice, Daddy, but they want to be naughty.
Just let me tell you something, young...
One is supposed to encourage the imagination.
Well, I'm going to encourage more than the imagination around here. I'll tell
you. Oh, wait a minute. Here, I hear you. Here, I've got the book now. Household hints. How to repair loose plaster, insulation, how to paint a radiator.
Oh, no, give it to you.
Yeah,
let me have it.
Just a second. Here's stain and spot removal. Iodine, fingernail polish, ink, chewing gum. Here we are.
Yeah,
we are.
All right. What's it say?
Removed by soaking with carbon tetra...
carbon tetrachloride, that's cleaning fluid.
Well, we don't have a speck. We don't. I meant to get some. I put it on the... We have turpentine.
I can't go to a wedding smelling of turpentine.
Wait a minute. It says here also, chewing gum is stuck to cloth can be removed by holding a piece of ice against it for a few seconds. This makes the gum brittle, and you can scrape it off with a knife. Ice cubes. We need ice cubes.
That's what we need.
There they are, and you're not ready.
Yeah, I like that. I'm not ready.
Well, you're not, are you? Get the ice cubes out. Go on, dear. We'll be out as soon as we can. He sat in some gum. We'll hurry. You want to go out and get in the car, Betsy, with him?
No, I want to stay with you.
All right, come on out the kitchen.
No.
Get the ice cubes out.
Of course, when you're in a hurry.
What's the trouble?
No ice trays. They're all stuck.
Try the bottom one. That's usually easier.
I didn't get a drink of water.
Oh, just wait a minute.
What the...
heck is the problem?
Do I have some in my glass of water, too?
Well, now, just wait a minute. He doesn't have any ice cubes out yet.
Well, what in Sam Hill's
over there? You won't get anywhere attacking it like that. Dear, dear. May I try it? May I try it? May I?
All right, go ahead. Go ahead.
There you are. Your trouble is you get so excited over things like this. If you take it easier, dear. Mm-hmm. Now, here, can you hold this ice cube on the gum?
Oh, well, where is it?
Bend over the table. Let me
know.
Go on, bend over the table. It is so late now.
Oh,
Dad, he looks funny. He looks like you're going to spank him, Mommy.
If there is any spanking to be done around here, young lady.
I didn't do it.
You're the only one around here who chews bubble gum.
I didn't put it on the chair.
You go to your room.
Go to your room. At once, do you hear me? Now go on, march.
Go to her room? Are you crazy? We're going to a wedding and she's supposed to go to a little party at Candy Cunningham's.
Tell Elsa and Chuck to drive on. We'll get a babysitter. We can get that genie next door. Betsy is not going to any party. She has got to learn the difference between right and wrong.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. What were the holidays like at your house? Hectic? In that case, you'll find settling down to normal a pleasure, especially since you now have good friends like Peter Lind Hayes and Mary Healy on hand to keep you company and keep you amused, even when you are busy with your regular daily tasks. Broadcasting right from their own home, Peter and Mary visit you on most of these same stations 5 days a week. Sometimes, just the two of them drop by, but often, they bring an interesting friend along. In any case, they always have a cheerful song or two on tap. And since Peter and Mary share an optimistic outlook on life, you can count on their humor to be bright and easygoing, too. Just for the fun of it, join us on CBS Radio each Monday through Friday when it's time for the Peter and Mary Show. Meet their diverting friends. Enjoy their refreshing songs. Any weekday now on CBS Radio, get an extra kick out of life with Peter Lind Hayes and Mary Healy.
Yes, it is. Lovely wedding reception. Oh, hi, Bill.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hello, Eleanor.
I didn't see you two at the wedding.
No, we missed it. I had to get some gum off my pants, and as a result, we had a little discipline problem with Betsy.
What a shame.
Yeah.
Have you seen the wedding presents?
No, not yet.
Neither the bride nor groom drink, and they got enough bar equipment to service a hotel.
It is always the way. I think we got 23 candlesticks.
Oh, excuse me.
Hello, oh, honey, dear, I just remembered I put the gum on the chair.
What?
Get in the library. Call home at once.
Oh, well, what about...
honestly, terrible. Here, call home.
Operate, yes, give me Juniper 2323, please.
I made Betsy give me the gum this morning while I was dusting the phone table. The phone rang, and I had to write something down and needed both my hands. I laid the gum on the chair, meaning to pick it up later, you know, and apparently I didn't.
Hello, Jeannie, let me talk to Betsy, would you please?
Just feel sick.
Well, that's
just
a fine thing, that poor kid. And I laid her out cold.
I feel terrible. I just forgot the gum, apparently.
Hey, hello, baby. This is Daddy, darling. Honey, Mommy just remembered she put the gum there. Yes, well, we're both so sorry, darling. Daddy apologizes, sweetheart.
What is she saying?
She said, that's all right. I love you, Daddy.
It's one thing about a child. They never hold a grudge,
yeah,
do they?
I did. Oh, I'll get even with you when I get home. You wait and say, goodbye, darling.
Oh, what did she say?
She said, I still think you look funny bending over that table, Daddy. You know, she really has a magnificent sense of humor for a six-year-old.
Yeah, she does. Oh, come on, that's the party.
Now, don't bore everybody at this party talking about your child.
No, darling. Hi, Fred. Well, Fred, let me tell you what my kid just said.
Oh, honey, heaven's sake.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Madeline Pierce as Betsy, Dorothy Duckworth as Eleanor, and is produced by Walter Hart.
From January 6, 1958, as I mentioned, The Couple Next Door was basically a revival of Peg Lynch's earlier comedy series, Ethel and Albert. Well, prior to Alan Bunce, a future film star played the role of Albert. I'll share his name and wrap up when radio was right after this.
Get in the mood with MusicRewind.com and the very best of jazz instrumentals, a 3-CD collection of 45 original jazz classics. Savor the many flavors of instrumental jazz from legendary artists such as Miles Davis, Duke Ellington, Ray Charles, Stan Getz, Count Basie, Glenn Miller, Quincy Jones, Herbie Hancock, and many more. Order the very best of jazz instrumentals now at MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556. Enter or mention promo code JAZZ77 to pay only $19.98 and receive a bonus of reduced shipping. In the saxophone of King Curtis, trumpet of Dizzy Gillespie, drums of Art Blakey, and guitar of Django Reinhardt, to name just a few of the many experiences in the very best of jazz instrumentals collection. Go to MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 today and use promo code JAZZ77 to save on shipping. That's MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 now. Remember promo code JAZZ77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Now, the Small Business Breakdown from the Pat Miller Show.
America's small business conversation.
Now your host, Pat Miller.
As a small business owner, should I take a profit out along the way? Or should I reinvest everything back into the business? I am on Team Profit because running a small business is a lifestyle, not a job. You're working so hard every day to build a business. The success signal of a little bit of profit coming out will keep you moving forward. Also, and trust me on this one, you don't want to build a fast-growing business that leaves you broke. You'll get frustrated and you'll resent what you're building. Take your profit out along the way and enjoy yourself. It's a signal that things are working.
Join America's Small Business Conversation
on the Pat Miller Show.
Available now at patmillershow.com.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before the break, I was talking about Peg Lynch's comedy program, Ethel and Albert. And I mentioned before Alan Bunce was cast, Albert was played for 6 months by a future film star. The answer is Richard Widmark. I'm Greg Bellamer-Dunn, but please visit our website. It's whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.